following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mike Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Eric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there, so this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one. So, this should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do. So, God bless. Take care.
Hey, Twitter world. You know, for years, people have been able to say whatever they want to say about me with no accountability. But now I get to challenge a lot of that BS and set the record straight. More importantly, I'll be able to talk about everything, especially sports, fantasy football, and even politics. But for now, let me just say to my fellow fathers out there, Happy Father's Day, and God bless.
Oh, that's beautiful. O.J. Simpson with a Happy Father's Day. Also, I love that he's getting even with people. I mean, he's only up 2 murders to none. Yikes. Yet somehow he thinks he needs to get even with people.
It doesn't sound like he's living in a no-negative zone. What? Sounds really angry. Sounds like he's ready to murder again. Happy Father's Day to you, Fred Goldman. You still have more kids, even though Ron, I killed him. Happy Father's Day to my kids. I put their mother out of her misery. Jesus. Happy Father's Day to Keith.
What is... This is so stupid.
Didn't we predict this, though, that he was going to end up on Twitter?
Social media, yeah. Absolutely.
I'm surprised it took this long.
Blue check mark yet, but he does have 500,000 followers.
500,000 followers. I mean, how annoying is that? Been fighting for 2 years to get to 11.6, almost 11.7. OJ just gives one stupid post.
Clear, you got to murder somebody and get away with that.
God.
You know what drove me? Those two messages, I think that drove me the most nuts. He's like, coming soon to Twitter. It's like, no, you're not coming soon to Twitter. You're on Twitter right now. Come, I'll be on Twitter soon. That's where I saw you.
That's probably the most email I've ever received over a current event of any shape, way, shape, or form.
How long till he's part of the Cameo family?
Oh, I got to believe he's on there any second now.
There's some new ones we'll have to go through later.
It's funny how much people talk about his need for money. He gets $25,000 a month from his pension.
Fine.
But I blew all his fortune paying to defend himself against these outrageous murder charges. So apparently he needs more than $25,000 a month. I don't know. Why isn't $25,000 a month enough for him? Wouldn't that be enough?
Well, you know he's not paying rent either, so I don't know what he's doing with all that money. I got to buy some new knives.
Probably enforcing, all his memorabilia sales.
Yeah, right.
I have to go to all these crazy places and make sure people are not trying to sell my not guilty plea suit, my murdering shoes. There's all kinds of stuff people are selling.
Golfing ain't cheap.
He can't play on a decent course, though.
Oh, I
There's
bet
no
you
country.
He does.
Well, now he probably does.
Yeah. Are you surprised they let him play on a country club would let him?
That's what wasn't happening, though, for a long time. He was just playing on these half-assed public courses.
Where that's where everyone walked up to him.
Nobody wanted him there, I know.
Said things to him like, murderer!
Ugly-ass murderer! So, the Juice.
What an idiot. Twitter
is back.
Twitter's going to kick him off, aren't they?
I don't think
they call me Juice, the Juice.
I don't know. I don't think they will.
You don't think there's
Isn't he going to be clicks?
Oh. Yeah, but you got to believe people are reporting him.
For what? What's he done?
Being a murderer. He murdered two people.
Twitter doesn't care, do they?
I don't know. Do they have a lot of murder? He's a pariah, basically, though. Do they have a lot of murderers on Facebook or Twitter?
Is Robert Blake on there?
I don't think so.
Great question. How many murderers are on there?
I don't think they'll kick him off. I don't know why. Maybe I'm crazy. But Lenny Dykstra wants to do a podcast with him.
Oh, my God.
Which I guess we got to call Lenny, right?
Yeah.
God, we got a lot of phone action today. We're going to be busy. There's an 85-year-old former clergyman who's gone into gay porn.
All right.
Age 83, door of self, could quite easily be called the oldest living sacred intimate in the known world. His eyes, voice, and stories are captivating, and his touch, tenderness, and attention are gifts to set the human soul free of its bondage.
Oh, okay.
In his lifetime, Norris navigated multiple careers from Korean War Navy veteran to campus minister during the civil rights era, and now practitioner of transformational healing via the body.
Oh, what a bunch of crap. He just wants to get off.
He's completed 2-3 long intensive year trainings in Tantra.
Really? Well, I guess he's, you know.
Dorm offers one-on-one sessions in sacred intimacy.
What
tantra,
kind of sessions?
Sacred intimacy. Maybe he's, could he be Gwyneth Paltrow's intimacy coach?
Yeah.
He's qualified.
They're interested in the same kind of person.
But isn't he making gay porn like crazy and claiming he's having the time of his life?
Yeah, he is. Here's the other full article.
With dudes.
Well, yeah, you said gay porn.
I saw this thing and I immediately pictured him making porn with 15-year-old guys, but I guess that's not the case.
There's a niche for everything, though.
That's what he's into.
You sound like you might be in the niche, Brandon.
I'm not, but
are you the target?
I definitely know that if if there's porno, they're making it, no matter what it is.
He's enjoying the life of a porn star at age 85. He's made 4 blue movies in 2 years, urges older people to opt for the mind-blowing sex life he's lapping up.
Gay fucking shit.
Somebody get a dick?
Can we watch any of his gay porn?
I don't want to.
Come on.
I unfortunately already have. Do you really want to see some?
Brandon, put a little bit up on the screen so I can just
see
what he's
doing. It's a specific website, too, Brandon.
You got to be open-minded to this. I mean, it's not fair. I don't want to be homophobic by not giving it a fair chance. I mean, maybe he's doing something cool.
But is that childish? Because it's like, I don't want to see it. You know, it doesn't bother me. But is that like for gay people? Do they see straight porn? Like, gross!
Maybe. I mean, and if they do, what's gross is gross. It's all in the eye of the beholder.
I'll write it down for you, Brandon.
Please. Let me just read a little more. He's made 4 blue movies in 2 years, or just older people up for the mind-blowing sex that he is lapping up. Dorm got paid for his work, said my housemate asked me if I'd be in a film. I was invited, and all of a sudden, all this attention comes to me. We're going to have sex anyway, so why not make it a liberating and bonding experience instead of hiding it away in the shadows?
There ain't nothing pretty about old people f***ing.
My 85-year-old self is more vibrant than my 45-year-old self.
Ooh. Sounds like he wants to bang his 45-year-old self, too.
How hot would that be?
Banging a younger version of you?
He could maybe make his 45-year-old self.
Old balls. Gross.
Mark. Make his 45-year-old self.
I didn't make this website, Brandon. Don't mark me.
I don't want to click on it.
Just click on it.
Oh.
That guy's not 85.
All right. Go up to the top and they have the name of the bottles. Bottles right there. M.
That's bottles with an M.
Keep going down. Keep going. Look at Bishop Black.
Oh, man.
Wait, go up. Did you pass him?
I don't know.
Oh.
Where is he? Come on. Is this a bait and switch? They send us to some hot young guy porn when we're supposed to be watching 85-year-old clergyman porn?
Resort of my new. Sorry, okay. That's why.
Oh, boy.
What is this crap? This is supposed to be, oh, my God, that guy. Jeez.
Which one do you want to watch, Drew? Do you want to watch FB with your whole dot, dot, dot?
Early in the show for this.
Do you want to watch The End of Age?
I just want to see, 40 seconds, Brandon.
That one's boring. Don't watch Blessing of the Elder. That's the one I watched.
Man.
Do that one.
Let's see. What is so mind-blowing?
Grandpa!
Wait, he's pinching his nipples.
Oh,
gross.
God. Boring.
Man.
Oh, what's with the making out?
Why is the kissing even worse?
Why is this 30-year-old dude into this 85-year-old? But he's hung. This old guy's kind of hung.
Don't you go dying on me.
So was this guy celibate clergyman for a long, long time? And that's why he's just getting off.
No,
oh, man.
Lord.
Why is he blowing up already? Oh, because he's been celibate for 84 years?
Yes. Great story, Grandpa.
We were watching for 20 seconds and he blew up.
No more.
And that was a full length. That was not a teaser.
I thought the music was enlightening. It was different. I mean,
try another one, Brandon. Maybe another one will enlighten you this time.
Well, we're owed another 20 seconds.
Wait, pause it. So is he sitting in a hot tub
with
a cowboy hat on? Wow. Was it 4 guys? 4 younger studs are what are they even playing?
Why do all these 25-year-olds want to be with this old bag?
Because
he's a clergyman. Is it forbidden?
He owns that land.
This is material that we're supposed to be playing at the 2:30 mark.
What, they want to get it on with this guy because he has land?
Yeah, he's a sugar daddy, sugar grandpa.
I mean, is there something really hot? Is there something really hot about his land?
Yeah, look at all that space. You can do whatever
that
you
guy's
want.
That guy's like 20.
Oh, now they're in the hot tub with him. Norm.
Wait, why are these guys pounding off watching an 85-year-old guy?
Why are we watching?
It's all about Norm. Oh, gross.
God.
You guys really...
Hey, wait, did he blow up again?
Yes.
Oh, that's not him. Wait, what?
That's Norm on the right.
You identify him by his penis, Mark.
No, it wasn't his penis. It was...
God. It was his hand?
It's the pubes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those pubes were silver.
Okay.
Sorry. All right. Sorry. We got to call this guy.
I want to apologize for the show so far.
I know. Can we just start over?
I didn't know it was going to open on that kind of note.
Re-hit the intro, Brandon.
Just right into spots.
Sorry.
It's OJ's fault.
I just want to mention, and Mesa's gay-friendly. I mean, this is really, I'm trying to be open-minded about this. An 85-year-old clergyman says he's having mind-blowing sex. How can we not take interest in that?
I'm happy for him. I don't know if I want to see any more of it.
I don't think I do either.
I don't know. Even if he was straight, I wouldn't want to see it.
The guy blows up like nothing.
Yeah, well.
But I guess 84 years of being... Was he celibate for 84 years?
No, possible? You know what? He was married. He was married. I don't know if he has kids.
So
Happy
he was
Father's
celibate.
Day. Maybe he has kids.
He was almost celibate for 84 years.
Oh, Mark.
What? Don't owe Mark
He was gay,
I
though.
Do.
He was married and he was gay. Yes. So that's like being celibate for 84 years. So he's got a big backup.
Brandon, don't hate on him. He's a war hero.
He comes flying out of the closet as a gay man. That's kind of hot.
I do thank him for his service.
Hold on. That's my daddy.
What service? The one he provided that young guy?
No, the Korean.
His oral service?
He was in Korea. He was a Navy man.
Get him a Cosmo.
Patio is open in full effect at Mesa Tacos and Tequila.
The best penis in the military.
Enjoy the warm sunshine. Check out Mesa's $7.99 summer lunch specials being served daily starting now. Actually, not now. The first time I said now, like five reads ago. Plus, bottomless chips and salsa to go with your fresh squeezed margaritas and 150 tequilas, the most in the state. They got the big screen, 45, 35 feet, and all those tequilas, the most anywhere. Mesa Tacos and Tequilas between 3rd and 4th on Main.
Sounds so good.
In Royal Oak. Yeah, I could eat something.
Even after watching Norm?
I haven't been able to eat anything in days.
Yeah, Brandon's going to be a fun show for Brandon.
Oh, you got the wisdom tooth.
I am a little loopy today, so I apologize if I'm a little slow at just about everything today.
A little slow at getting off on that that guy flying out of the closet. I think it's exciting. You're 84, and all of a sudden you go, you know what? I think I'm gay, and I'm just going to give it a shot. And next thing you know, mind-blowing sex.
Yeah, imagine, Brandon, if you know you're with a guy your whole life. Next thing you know, you're 85, and you get to bang chicks.
Okay.
And not only just chicks, but four of them in your hot tub.
In my hot tub, because of my land.
And they all blow up the same time
exactly.
You do.
Everybody's so turned on because you have the hot land. Everyone wants to get it on your hot land.
With my hot
How
tub.
How cool is that?
Away from society.
All right, let's. I think we should prepare to call Lenny Dykstra because he was so excited by Juice being on Twitter that he apparently offered to do a podcast with him. But first I'll mention that... it's National DJ Month, National Adopt a Cat Month, National Pride Month. National Pride Month. What's more fitting
Good
during
job,
National
Norm.
Pride Month? National Pride flag went up in the state
Saw
Capitol
that for
building.
The first time ever, yeah.
National Iced Tea Month, National Soul Food Month, and the hottest deals of the year at Zotfort and Holly. What do they all have in common? You guessed it. They all happen in the jumping month of June. As you imagine, our friend Maz celebrates each and every June event, most of the time while playing hooky from work. But when he is at Zotfort, he can help you lease the all-new 19 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive as low as $99 a month. Or in Maz's absence, Gary, Maz's personal sales manager, can help you lease a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4 as low as $144 a month.
Love you, Gary!
If you care to celebrate cat, iced tea, or soul food this month, be sure to include Zot Ford and the hottest sales staff in Oakland County in your celebrations, and Gary. See details in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. Dr. Yaldo, of course, is doing great work. He's sponsoring our entire network. I'm glad to hear our network sponsors are getting some nice applause from people.
Thank you very
getting
much.
Some feedback. I mentioned David Hall. We had 12 tips in a week. That was a record. And I got three great letters this week from people. I just amazed what great time they have over there. And we get letters like that from people who visit Dr. Yaldo, who are so happy with their vision, the LASIK surgery, many get better than 20/20 vision. and they give up those glasses, contacts. It's all about freedom and lifestyle, and Dr. Yaldo, our Heritage Red Shovel sponsor, he's number one in Michigan. 30,000 people have trusted their eyes to him. The majority have gotten better results than they were hoping for. Custom CATS LASIK, better than 20/20. Super normal vision. Just takes a few minutes. It's painless, and you'll get to throw away those glasses and contacts. And then the multifocal lens implants for people 45+ frees you from your hated reading glasses, precise far vision, and prevents cataracts from ever forming. Nothing to lose. Call Dr. Yaldo for a free evaluation, or check out the frames and the sunglasses they have. You should get an eye exam every 2 years anyway. Tell them we sent you for an additional discount. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to yaldoeyecenter.com.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
What's breaking?
Just wanted to look up Lenny, see what he's doing, because we do want to try to give him a shout. He did tweet 3 hours ago, breaking news, he found his teeth, everybody.
All right.
Lenny found his teeth.
Yeah, Lenny, thanks for checking in.
They look good.
Nails never fails, huh? Keep it short. Happy Sunday. Happy.
What?
Get the bottom ones out. I don't like the bottom ones.
They just fell out. Hey.
Wait, what?
You had bottom dentures.
All night, all morning, I just found my teeth, okay?
Where were
Believe
they?
It.
Don't you kind of wonder where
all
they
right,
were?
All right, happy Father's Day, whatever. You know, whatever. Some days, whatever. Good day.
Oh, boy.
But I got my
God
teeth.
God bless.
That's all I give a fuck about. Nails out on Father's Day. Check it.
Why does he sound so bad?
My teeth were so messed up.
With his teeth, why does he sound like that?
With his teeth? I don't know.
Hall Financial Hotline's opening up. Click the link to Hall Financial on the Drew and Mike Show website and fill out the online form. They'll get back to you in no time about a refi. God, somebody just sent me something. They're saving $170 a month. They're so happy. Wow. And you can mortgage your first home, dream home, take money out of your home, shorten the length of your loan. Hall Financial, drewandmike.hallfg.com.
I was wondering if Lenny had a new episode. He's been doing his new show.
His new podcast?
Yeah.
He's waiting for the juice.
I just haven't seen any new ones.
How am I going to go on that podcast?
I haven't heard much about his podcast.
Wait, when is Juice going to start podcasting?
You know it's
coming. Please leave your message for...
How hilarious will that be? I can't
Sorry.
Wait.
Sorry, mailbox is full. To send an SMS notification, press 5.
Press 5.
Your SMS notification will include your number. 1, 2, 4.
Okay, cool. Well, that's...
Look how interested everyone is in the Juice podcast with Lenny.
I know. Can you see Juice doing his own, though?
I think he'd need someone else.
I love on that message, too. He's like, I can talk about everything you guys want to know about, like fantasy football. It's like, no, Juice, nobody wants to hear fantasy football from you. We want to hear about how you murdered your ex-wife and her waiter.
Except he's such a goofus. I think it'd be fun to hear him talk about almost anything.
Justin doing real estate down in Florida. Although he would connect it all to himself somehow.
Hey, Twitter world. You
Twitter
know, for years, people have been able to say whatever they wanted to say about
yep,
me.
We still will.
With no accountability. But now I
no
get to challenge a lot of
How
that
dare he talk about accountability?
More importantly, I'll be able to talk about everything, especially sports, fantasy, football, and even politics.
Oh, great.
But for now, let me just say to my fellow fathers out there, happy Father's Day, and God bless. I got a little getting even to do.
Oh, yikes.
You know what a boner he must have?
Even though there's video from CENTCOM showing them taking the mines off that tanker, we all know they didn't do it. That would be the Jews commenting on politics. That Marcia Clark and the media, they planned them there. Where's my firm of hands around that tanker? Cuba Gooding Jr., who played me so badly and so unfairly. He's running around grabbing butts.
Molesting women. By the way, Cuba Gooding Jr. is so guilty. Have you seen it?
Seen what? Oh, there's video of him?
There's video.
No.
At the bar. I watched a video. This is so silly. Maybe you can find it, Brandon. It's his attorney who has just, Cuba, who's just watched the video saying, see, there's not a scintilla of evidence that he did anything. And it's like, wait a second. He grabs this woman's leg. He puts his hand on her leg. And then... he reaches up and grabs her boob.
That's him on the right there?
He's reaching across his girlfriend. Look what he does.
In New York City.
Okay.
And in the
grabbing her pussy there.
And now watch this.
sitting next to his girlfriend. I don't think many people realize is that he's in a relationship with a woman named Claudia.
Oh, there's
De
Niro. The boob grab.
Yeah, there he grabs her boob.
Is a woman and then watch. Who his team tells me last night is a fan. That
yeah, she's a stalker.
Cuba.
They're saying she was stalking him.
Kissed her hand, too.
Yeah. Doesn't look like he's being stalked there. And then she goes to complain to the security person. He's sitting nearby, and he stumbles and falls going over to, like, give his side, I guess. They'll probably show that.
Is this video slowed down? Or is it?
I don't know. That's not what I saw. I just saw a video. There wasn't anybody introducing it.
Huh.
But, yeah, he stumbles trying to get between this couch and this coffee table. He just looks so bombed.
Oh, boy. Well, he likes to have a good time.
Oh, there's his attorney. Listen to this guy.
Nice hair.
Never seen a case like this one because there is not a scintilla of criminal culpability
except him grabbing
that can
her
be
boob.
Attributed to Mr. Cuba Gooding Jr. after I have extensively with my staff reviewed the video,
well, you review
look
very
at the
carefully.
Video and make your own choice rather than relying on the overzealous policing in this matter.
Well, you know, it was weird. There was this video. I think it was on Twitter. Someone put it on Twitter. And so I'm reading the comments underneath, and there's people going, yeah, what is, where'd this girl come from? She's a stalker. And then he said to people going, what are you looking at? He grabbed her boob. But there's people who are agreeing with him saying, I don't see anything.
Really?
You just saw it. No, I really believe now. This is the way it goes. When you have someone like that guy saying, there's not a scintilla of evidence.
Fake news.
There's dumb people who just like Cuba Gooding, and they just go, I don't believe it.
Well,
I don't see it.
It's to the point now where people just don't believe even video anymore.
I know.
It could be made by Adobe Cellular Flare.
How can you not believe a video? It's like, well, R. Kelly is peeing in the mouth of a teenage girl. She's very young. 11 people say, absolutely, it's her. Her teammates on her basketball team say it's her. Yeah. Her parents won't testify for some reason.
Adobe Cellular?
No.
No, I guess it's not her. She would say something.
Now, there have been misleading videos that have led to, like, the girl who was branded racist when she kicked the guys out because they filmed it because there's no context. But, I mean, we know the context of this. We know the story.
No,
we see the beginning. We see the whole
he
thing.
He grabbed
it's
her
not
boob.
Edited. He grabbed her boob.
She said, he grabbed my
grabbed
boob.
Her leg.
There's the video. He grabs her boob.
Yeah.
Then he stumbles getting out of the place. It's so obvious he's just bombed. He bombed off his ass. I just think people love Cuba Gooding, and so they probably don't want to believe it, maybe. I don't know.
Really?
Well, people, there's Michael, that, look at the Michael Jackson story. How could anyone,
know,
if that was anyone but Michael Jackson, would you say, yeah, these two guys just made up this movie.
Yeah.
They go on and on. They go into great detail
I
about
get
all
that. But that's the king of pop. You're talking about the star of Boat Trip.
Wait, but who are we talking about?
I'm just shocked that there'd be Cuba Gooding Jr. fans that stand by
him. Who are the other stupid fans? The Britney Spears fans. Look how idiotic they're acting.
Yeah. But that's,
she's a complete moron. By the way, do we have her latest post? Because people said what she's posting, they're very worried about.
Showing her closet?
I think she was showing her closet.
Yeah.
But people thought she seemed off.
Well, I mean, I didn't like her organization, but that's just me.
Guys, okay, I just got home. Guess what the housekeepers just did to my closet?
She's a little wacky.
Her fans
all
were even saying
rights.
She shouldn't post.
Well, she should.
Which is kind of what the court did.
All right, all flowers.
See, that's pretty good. So
all
far,
hoodies.
So good.
All blue.
Why do all hoodies have their own section?
Black.
It's all
rich.
Black.
All red.
You already showed us red.
All black.
And you just show black again.
All 90s.
Get your shit together, Spears.
All winter? Mm-mm. Sweats, jackets.
She looks good, though.
She does look good.
Sorry.
Is there another post?
Oh, there's many.
What else is recent?
I just got my hair cut and new highlights. A girl with new hair. What am I going to do? I just got my hair cut and new highlights.
Maybe raise your children?
What am I going
to
do?
She seems kind of... Something's
something's off.
How about one more?
Something is off about her.
Fucking highlight, though.
Here's another video. Nice. I think it's just dancing.
Nice.
How about not one of their talking?
Hey, where are your kids?
This is my favorite one. This is her working out.
Oh, yeah.
Just anything with her talking.
I don't think they're...
I don't know which one she talks in.
I think that might be the only ones, Drew.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That's what the Snapchat
But her
filter.
Her fans are acting like the biggest morons.
Yeah.
Just complete morons. And these people who ask their fans to do things, support me, free Britney.
Leave Britney alone!
What these fans don't know anything. They don't know anything.
Well, they know they like her music, and that's why they stand by her. But once again, nobody, are there Cuba Gooding Jr. fan clubs?
I don't know. I just don't know why anyone would say that he's not grabbing her boob. I can't imagine.
Trolls? I don't know.
That led me to believe that, oh, maybe he can get off. Maybe even with a video, you can get off these days. I don't get it.
Yeah, just a quick search of Cuba Gooding Jr. fan club. I don't see any online.
Well, I was similarly confused earlier today because, you know, on Friday, there was a big story about Jessica Biel taking a picture with Robert Kennedy Jr., who is universally reviled because he's an anti-vaxxer. He's also an idiot. He kept a diary of all the chicks he banged outside his marriage. I mean, he's just a jackass. He's got the worst Kennedy genes available, all of them, and none of the good ones. He doesn't even look good. Well, she took a picture with him, and she was identified pretty much as an anti-vaxxer. Now, she says, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I want people with the help of their doctor. No. Okay, here's what she's trying to do. She's lobbying with him against a bill that would limit the ability of doctors to get exemptions for people. Mm-hmm. For vaccinations, because what's
medical
happening is
all
of a sudden, hey, exemptions have tripled in the last year. And there's a belief that certain doctors are easy marks for exemptions because they go and go, I don't want to vaccinate my kid because they'll get autism. And so they're trying to limit that. They're also trying to make the state review every case.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like that because she has her own vaccination schedule, apparently. Jessica Biel is, I guess she's a doctor.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, in between being an actress, I suppose.
So I'm watching that story Friday. She's getting pounded.
Good.
I mean, people are beating the hell out of her. Yeah, I didn't mind. Honestly, I really don't generally like that, but I think she's an idiot.
She's an idiot. It needs to wake her up.
And he accepted an award the night before, and I said, oh, she isn't there. Wonder why. Maybe because she's being pounded for being an anti-vaxxer? And I suspect, has he said anything about this yet?
Oh, he claims that he's not an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
Well, he said, I support her.
Oh, I don't
think
so.
He's in a real shit position here, isn't he?
Yeah.
He claims he just wants to keep options available.
What?
Oh, okay. So he's a doctor?
That's an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
You want to keep options available.
No, you listen to your doctor.
Yeah.
Your doctor studied for many, many years, and also Center for Disease Control knows a little more than you do.
Did you see who commented on Jessica Biel's Instagram
there?
Oh, Farrah
Abraham, and her comment is, it's each parent's choice.
Of course she's an anti-vaxxer. Of course Farrah is anti-vaxx.
It's not my choice for you to not have your kid vaccinated and then get my kid sick.
Yeah, you're bringing measles back with your choices, honey.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, but anyone supporting Farrah Abraham regarding anything needs to take a long, hard look at her life and parenting decisions.
Farrah Abraham. Okay, Kristen Cavallari is an anti-vaxxer.
Wow.
And as I'm reading these stories, I keep seeing the same names coming up. Jenny McCarthy, who, for some reason, is she pivoted, really?
She pivoted, yeah.
She started this. She's the one that blew it up.
She wants a green
Jim
vaccine.
Carrey, too. But I'm wondering, why does Jim Carrey, he doesn't seem to get any shit for it.
Oh, because he's so beyond Jenny McCarthy now. He left her in the day. He didn't care about that kid. It's not even his kid.
Robert De Niro is an anti-vaxxer.
Kind of surprised De Niro.
But I don't understand. Why is Jessica Biel taking all the pounding?
She's the most recent one to take a picture.
And De Niro's got a son who's on the autism spectrum. He's trying to find a reason.
He's not a doctor.
He wants to know, why does my son have autism?
Because certain people have autism.
Mm-hmm. It's not the reason.
How did he determine? Did he research and determine it was vaccinations? I mean, has he been in a laboratory for the last few years?
Well, I mean, he was in Awakenings. That's, you know, kind of in a laboratory.
I just think it's really interesting that some people, and Jenny McCarthy, how she escaped the wrath.
But it really is still attached to her.
Yeah.
It really is.
I mean, she does that New Year's Eve thing on CNN, no problem.
NBC, but yeah.
Big show on Sirius.
I'm kind of surprised NBC does allow her. Or is it ABC? No, she's part of Dick Clark's thing.
Oh, that's right. She was Seacrest.
ABC, yeah. I'm surprised he allows it.
She's got a podcast.
Oh, cool. What's that podcast on?
She does a lot of stuff. I hear she gets around a lot. I don't know. But somebody was on it that maybe we'll get to a little later.
Yeah.
You know what I wanted to do, because I was happy to see that we're getting reviews again.
you know, we get these long gaps in reviews because I never talk about it.
Yeah.
But I've been mentioning, please review us on iTunes and Facebook and anywhere you can review the show. And I was tired of seeing the one that was always stuck at the top on my phone. Not that it was a great review, but I was like, why isn't anyone giving us a nice review anymore? And I know there's new people listening, too. So I thought I'd just...
Oh, why won't anyone give me an award?
Exactly. Don Locklear's got a new one. Used to sell Mike Clark Take and Bake pizzas from Paradise back in the day. How many people have somehow related food to Mike Clark? Yeah.
Hey, Don, did you take a dump in your bed last night?
Listen, since junior high school, 88. So glad to see these guys and Trudy back doing what they do best. There's Lori House, because they're awesome. Enough said. Harold Barney Hugger says, the guys are funny as always. Mike Duckett, the discussions about current events and sitting around busting each other's balls. Adam Vandro, best show in Detroit.
Thanks, Mike Duckett.
Wow. Keep up awesome podcasts. Casey Motley.
I love you that much also.
She loves the intro music and outro music. Dana R. Wolf, absolutely the best content on any platform. Brilliantly researched and prepared. Clever, righteously funny.
Wow.
And with a classic Midwestern view, you can't get better than Drew and crew.
Who else is bringing you 85-year-old porn stars?
Exactly.
I love you too that much also.
There's a cast of front men and women in stellar production support. Brandon.
Thank you.
And Zooves, that makes this juggernaut worth the listen for 2 hours, 15 minutes per day, each and every weekday. Drew is a unicorn in the broadcasting, podcasting world. A voracious reader. Depth and breadth matched by no one. Treat yourself to a listen and like the page.
Oh, I love that person.
James Morgan, funny, witty social commentary, top-notch interviews. Terry Joseph Hamoud, they're so much better than Dave and Chuck. They're posers. Love the drops. Love the interviews. Always up on events going on around the city and state. Sports, the ankle-biter dogs are funny, too, in the background.
Ankle-biter dogs.
Paul Hibbert, if they were in the morning show at WLZ, they would dominate the airwaves once again. These dudes and Trudy. With an eye, with an eye. I see. People are paying
attention. I love the Drew and Mac show.
Would blow Chuck and Dave out of the water. Huh. Steve Hatherley. I've been a listener since WRAF through 105.1. Drew, Mike, Trudy, Maz, Brennan, never disappoint. Listen to every episode, unlike Maz, even if I fall a few days behind.
You are so generous. Thank you.
Colin Stiles. Love the show back in the day. Love the podcast. Now I'm a truck driver in Vegas. I listen every day. It's the best blend of... current topics, music, humor, and some sports, even though it's not a sports podcast. Dave Murphy.
I love you.
Drew is just a cool dude, not sucked into the politics of either side. He has a lot of great stories and memories, even if he's not exactly sure when they happened. His crew all easy to relate to, bright and funny, a great way to catch up on the topics of the day and laugh at the same time.
You love me?
Sandra Dreffs. Great show full of news, fun, and a lot of great drops. Boy, drops get a lot of references. Rebecca Cobbett.
Love! Trump's hate.
You know what I've noticed? More women review the show than their participation level. Like, according to our demographics, about 20% of the show listeners are females. But it seems like about 40% of the reviews are females.
This is all those dudes are busy working. Just kidding.
Maybe that's it. I started listening to Drew and Mike's show again about 6 months ago. I start my work day off with your show. I do my best to keep my laughing under control. I also find myself talking in drops. Drew, this post is for you. So you have a newer recommendation. Thank you. Love the whole crew. Thanks for being part of my day. See ya. Nice. Rebecca, sweet. Brad Smith, lost my feeling of connection to Troy community after years of working from home and satellite radio. Enjoying the podcast. As much as things change, some things stay the same. I feel connected to the D again. Keep up the good work.
Who's that? Good luck with the podcast.
It was Brad Smith. Gary, longtime podcast listener. Great show. Bolivar LaSalle, wow.
Love you, Gary!
I get a boner just from Maz's voice.
What?
That's what he said. Here's Carly. See another female.
Carly, all right.
Love the show.
I loved her, but I didn't like her. I went in love with her.
Lots of laughs worth the download. Trudy and Brandon are my favorites.
Nice.
No, I mean, these are all fairly recent, in the last 3-4 weeks, so it's really nice.
Very cool.
Thank you.
That helps.
And also, because I'm always told that I do a poor job of this, I want to mention the Amazon portal, which we make up to 8.5% of Amazon purchases. It doesn't cost anyone anything.
Yeah.
But if people come through the portal, we do make some money off that. And it is
it's on the right side of the DrewMikeShow.com website, down at the bottom. on the side under all the ads, you'll see Amazon. One for Canada, too, U.S. and Canada. Mm-hmm. And then at the top, if you want to see any of the books that we've talked about, there's a list of Drew's favorite things.
Yeah, Mr. Skin's book is in there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten used to that Amazon money, so it is a great thing if you're doing it. It does help a lot, as does the donate bar. We've been getting a consistent amount. There's a lot of people that give $5 a month, $10, and it probably pays somebody's salary by the end of the year, so it's a big help. We're working on a lot of things we're working on, and we should be able to.
Well, plus there's the store. There's some new stuff in the store.
Ah, the store.
Mm-hmm. It's not fully stocked yet, but it's getting there.
The bumper stickers are going like crazy.
Yeah.
How much are the bumper stickers?
$3 a piece or 10 for four, for a group of four. They're all different ones.
We sold that many bumper stickers?
Oh, I don't know how many.
$1,400 worth or something? That's a lot of bumper stickers.
Well, no, I mean, some people bought, because there's still some sweatshirts and some zippy hoodies up there and some polos and other t-shirts. I think the only thing that's entirely sold. No, there are a few sweatshirts. Oh, no, there are some Mike Clark, the bitch shirt.
Yeah.
Well, there are up there. There are a lot of new shirts coming.
Yeah,
and hats, all the sizes and stuff,
and mugs finally. And
I still love that gray women's shirt, the V-neck.
Yeah,
with the orange and black. Is that one going to be available, or is that
A black V-neck?
Okay,
because I don't think we have done black V-neck yet, and different color tank top, and a male tank top for all you buff men out there that want to.
You know, I'd love to wear a tank top, but yes, sir. I feel like I have too much hair on my arms.
Oh, totally. <It's> just I'm drilling the same way. And on her shoulders, it's gross.
I could shave my arms. It's gross.
Maybe maybe Norm can help you then.
Norm?
The old lover, Norm. What's his
name? Oh, Norm.
Himself? Is that
I don't know. Not unless it's on his hot property. I can't see getting into that.
And then you could go for a nice soak with him afterwards.
Why is he with four 25-year-old dudes? What?
Well, because wouldn't you if you could?
Those guys, you were gay. But
supposedly
they're not making money off these.
Yet.
I think he's making money off those videos.
If those guys aren't getting paid, I got to wonder what that's all about. Although he was doing most of the, I don't know, one guy was blowing, getting Norm off.
It says if you have a job you love, you really don't have a job, Drew. So
I always feel like if it's two dudes, who cares? You're just going to go, hey, why not? I mean, if you're in the mood.
Well, if there's four, then why not?
Well, yeah.
I mean, maybe that's
there's five of us. There's 10 hands. What the hell? We're guys. Come on. I know that's really not fair, and I'm sorry.
You know how the subject with guys.
It just seems like it would be that way at some point.
Oh, yeah. Good for them.
Plus, you read about people like Freddie Mercury, and you realize, hey, it is guys. Everybody wants Freddie.
They're still dudes.
I mean, think if, you know, I'm just trying to think of, if Taylor Swift were a guy.
Oh, my God.
She'd be getting plowed all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, she is getting a lot of shit because...
Why? Taylor?
Yeah, she's...
That is a group of fans I would not want to mess with or be on the wrong side of.
I don't think it's her fans. She came out with an LGBT support song.
Uh-huh.
And so some people are saying, oh, she can make money off the gay movement now.
What?
Yeah.
Don't give me a break.
I know. I thought it was kind of silly.
So you'd rather not...
Oh, where was she 10 years ago?
Where was she?
Well, she's about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought that was really dumb. Why did they want to give her a hard time?
I don't know. They love, because people, certain groups and factions love to fight within themselves.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it.
She did appear at what's the bar that was having the 50th anniversary celebration?
Oh, Stonewall?
Stonewall.
Mm-hmm.
She showed up there and sang Shake It Off. Is that her song?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She went... Wait, is that Mariah Carey?
This is Jesse's favorite song to do at karaoke, which was an incredible rumor. I really want to believe it's true. So if there's any...
I think she's really talented. It's not my music, but she's doing something right.
Hey, is that a dude from Modern Family?
It is.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Okay.
It's an absolute honor to be here at the Stonewall Inn. Thank you for being so wonderful. So fun dancing.
Hey, Tony should have been there.
Tony
from the band in Colorado.
Tony Z.
Oh, Tony Z. Yeah.
Immortal Sin. I think they got some new
Immortal
tunes.
Sin.
You have to check out their new tunes pretty soon.
Okay.
Trudy and I were talking about after the show when we talked to Count David Wimp.
Yeah.
And I was like, I feel like he's kind of lonely, and I want to go out and visit Count David Wimp.
In Montana?
Yeah.
And the great visit. I mean, what a great place to go on vacation.
Well, that.
No.
I didn't realize he's as close to Denver as he is. So then you could visit Tony Z too.
Oh, wow. That's a great idea.
And our listener Ashley's out there. Well, she should just go visit. Ashley, if you hear this.
Ashley would hang out. We have her back.
Go visit Count David Wimp.
No, that would be hilarious. If you Ashley, if you go, because I can see Ashley almost doing that.
Maybe she will.
Please record the visit.
Oh.
So you can have the audio.
I want to see how he lights up.
I don't know if he can light up.
I'm going to count all my visitors this year. One.
One.
I think he's lonely.
2,000.
I couldn't believe he chuckled.
Huh? It was
amazing.
Wimp's got a sense of humor.
Yeah, Wimp is cool.
He likes
Wimp's a lot cooler than you think.
He likes CBS drama humor.
Not really.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay, so there was something else I wanted to mention. Some other audio. Oh, I know what it is. While we're on that, I might as well get out of the way. Okay, Bella. What's Bella Thorne best known for?
Oh, getting banged by Scott Disick banged her, didn't he?
Scott Disick banged her?
That's true.
Yeah.
Really?
That's how I know who she is.
I know her from an Adam Sandler movie. That was where I first saw her.
Isn't she in Click?
Click? No. She's in the Animal Kingdom one.
Oh, dumb.
I mean, she's a star, right? Significant?
Yeah, I mean, she pops up.
She's very hot. This is something
she's
that
a lesbian too,
all of us. No.
Oh, she's not?
She's
okay.
Either, if she's bi, if she's a lesbian, I mean, if she's with girls, she's with guys too, because she just broke up with a boyfriend from Mod Sun. And it's this big, messy breakup.
Mm-hmm.
They're going back and forth on social media, which is so I can't get over how dumb this is. But I want to play the audio because it's fun to listen to.
Adam Sandler movie is blended.
Okay. She also came to the conclusion that her phone was hacked. Mm-hmm. And she had nudes in her phone.
Yeah.
So she released the nude pictures of herself. And she's got an incredible body.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, incredible. So we're all the beneficiary of her blunting this hacking effort. So everyone check out Bella Thorne on Twitter. God, she's
Where else you might remember from way back in the day, but this was maybe 10 years ago.
The Spacey movie?
She was teeny. Do you remember Big Love, the TV show Big Love on HBO?
Yeah.
Which was phenomenal. She was teeny. Do you remember Teeny Hendrickson?
Not really.
She was one of the kids.
She's okay. Only 21 now.
Yeah.
She's really hot. Do you guys like the jewelry and the nipple thing?
Nipple rings?
Yeah.
It doesn't appeal to me. I don't know. It just kind of, it freaks me out. I don't know why. It
doesn't bother me.
No.
I don't miss it if it's gone.
How about
I don't care if it's there.
In the clit?
Whoa, does she have one of those?
Does she have one?
Clit?
Hey, whatever works.
It'd be kind of a surprise. It would bum me out.
But I
don't know why it would freak me out.
I think if you're with someone that would have that, you might know before you get down there.
I think they would go way beyond me.
You wouldn't have money.
I'd be too square for him.
Really?
It would freak me out. The jewelry thing. I don't get the nipple. Why do you want to stick something in your nipple?
Do you run out of other places to put it? I don't know.
I mean, would you consider sticking something in your?
You mean a Prince Albert? Is that what they're called?
I don't know. I mean, would you do that?
Hey, Brandon.
I knew a dude who had one.
Put an earring in your scrotum.
I knew a dude who had one.
No, because no one would see it.
Well, how many people see?
Bella Thorne's nipple, well, you saw it. You know it's there.
The guy that I knew that...
Not for me. I'm sure some people love it, and that I don't have a problem with it. I'm just saying it's just not for me.
The guy that I knew that got
not
his
that
wiener
it's
pierced,
for me anyway.
It gave him the opportunity to show his wiener to a bunch of chicks because they all wanted to see it.
Oh,
but
great.
I don't want to stick anything in my wiener.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, wow. Reverse.
I would never think... And anybody that does it, I think they're on another plane than I am. I just... It's not necessarily a bad place. If they're happy, I don't care.
Not only does Prince Albert... have its own Wikipedia entry, but so does, and I just learned this, there's something called a reverse Prince Albert, and it has its own Wikipedia entry. Are you going to pull them up so Drew can see them?
Brandon? What's the reverse?
Well, it's on the other side. It goes the other way.
Oh, okay.
It looks so painful.
I don't know what we're talking about. I don't think I want to know.
No, not that. I didn't want to see that.
Oh, God.
It has a Wikipedia entry.
Oh.
Brandon immediately goes to the worst photos available.
Sorry.
Somebody stuck something up the hole in their penis, and there were like 25 of them in their urethra.
Look at that dude.
This hurts.
Oh, gross.
Got a lot of dong on this show.
But in regard to Bella Thorne, good on her. You know, if someone's going to hack her phone and then, you know, choose to exploit her and try to get her to pay money, you might as well throw them out there yourself.
Well, fortunately, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She takes beautiful pictures, and she doesn't care. Most people her age don't care.
Mm-hmm. But she just has a whirlwind of problems.
She does.
She has an ex-boyfriend now who has stolen all of her goods.
Okay, this story is so stupid. And I'm just going to tell you that you're going to hear from Maude's son. Her complaint is that they broke up. And she left some things at his place, apparently, she implies that he's stealing them now.
Can I ask a dumb question? Who the hell's Maude's son?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, okay. You guys, both of you have referred to him like I should know who this person is, and I feel like an idiot sitting over here going, Maude's son,
he's a rapper.
What? So it's just one guy is Maude's son?
I guess.
Yeah. I was reading the story, Mark, feeling the same way. Like, I guess I'm supposed to know who Maude's son is.
You two are both acting like, oh, yeah, Maude's son. Everyone knows who he is.
He's got a lot of tattoos.
He's a white guy rapper.
This is the new thing now. So yeah, this is
nice. Okay, great.
Okay, so let's hear from Bella Thorne on the Jenny McCarthy podcast.
Oh Lord,
this is the Jenny McCarthy.
How bad are you trying to make this?
I don't know why I got mad at her, Jenny McCarthy, for some reason, because she just assumes that Maude's son, who I don't even know who he is. Why am I defending him?
I don't even know what he is.
She just makes him sound like he's the biggest dick, as if she knows the whole story, you know?
I did read about your ex trying to turn into fucking 50 Cent all of a sudden, trying to get money off of you. I'm like, what the fuck? So how do we get your shit out of this place?
Oh, shut up. Pause. I'm already
First of all,
hate it.
That guy owed 50 Cent $1 million. Isn't that what she's talking about?
Oh, is that?
Yeah, being like 50 Cent. Like he's a bad person? The guy owed him $1 million for a year.
Wait, that's not Maude's son. That was the guy.
No, she says being like Maude's son. I heard about your boyfriend being like Maude's son and like he's trying to steal from her.
Yeah.
50 Cent so didn't confused. Steal. He was owed $1 million. Go ahead, play it back.
Wait, whose boyfriend?
No, 50 Cent had
50 Cent
a guy who owed him $1 million. And 50 Cent was saying, I'm going to kick your ass.
The Real Housewives guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right.
And so I think she's referring to that. But he Which was owed weird, that money.
Yeah, that's a weird reference.
Yeah.
But play it
I
over.
Did read about your ex trying to turn into fucking a potty 50 mouth. Cent all of a sudden, trying to get money off of you. I'm like, what the fuck? So how do we get your shit out of his place?
It's a long one. Like, just leave it.
I know. Like,
great topic.
Fuck him.
My computer, my passport. I just recently missed this big work opportunity I had to do because of this passport situation. And,
I don't believe that. Do you
I
believe
my
that?
Script
Not
writing
really.
Computer back. That was a big one.
Pause it.
Script writing rest- computer.
If it was a big work opportunity, you can get a passport in 24 hours.
How many scripts do you think she's writing?
I know. That's the part I didn't believe either. She's 21. Is she really writing scripts that are that valuable? I don't know. But anyway, when you hear his side of the story, I don't want to say I believe him over her, but most of
She doesn't the tell the facts.
So the shit, I mean, there is this Fendi coat that I just love. There's this Fendi coat.
I'm sure he's enjoying that.
I'm just like, it's really the computer. I mean, I'm finishing my series. Like, I need my, it's a final draft. What do you want
from
me?
It's your work.
It's my computer.
I don't think he wants you. I don't think it's doing
wallet.
Him any good.
I should laugh like that.
I need it back, please.
So funny. I had an ex burn all of my shit.
Oh, my goodness.
All of my shit, including all my baby photos. And I was like, you motherfucker.
I don't believe that either.
Your
I don't believe that.
Oh, no.
Your baby photos?
How does she even get on television?
No, that's... What the fuck?
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so...
I think she's got some very deep-seated problems.
I'd like to hear more. I'd like to hear from Jenny McCarthy's boyfriend that allegedly burned all of her shit, including
didn't
baby
happen.
Photos. Well, I don't know. I'd just like to hear his side.
Oh, I found it. You want to hear his response?
Yeah, there's two of them.
She's basically a disaster.
That's his response. I accept his explanation.
He has two sets of comments on TMZ, Brandon. They're probably in the same story.
About Bella Thorne's ex.
Yes.
Okay. And I only listened to part of them, but I already think I'm pro Maude's son.
I think I'm pro Maude's son,
of course you guys are. You guys are huge fans.
Man, obviously, Bella's going on the news here saying things like, you have her passport, you have a computer.
Fresh off it.
Yo,
thank you,
buddy,
bro.
What do you make all that, man? Like, what do you say to that?
Yo, I'll tell the story, the honest story. And, like, it legitimately is about her passport being at my house. She called me 2 months after we broke up, okay, and said, hey, I think I left my passport at your house. I think it's there. I need it in 2 hours. I'm going to Paris, France. I'm in Florida, right? It's like 9, it's like 8 p.m. here. It's like 11 in Florida, right? And like my whole crew is in Florida. There's no one at my house, and I'm still like this. I'm still like this. All right, cool. Let me have my dude run over there and check, you know? So he goes over there, checks the whole house. I can't find it, right? So then, next morning, my guy goes over there, searches the entire house, finds the key to the safe that her passport was in. Okay? I had no idea. It's 2 months after we broke up. I have no idea that her shit's there. That her password's in a safe that I don't use, you know?
Right. Why? Pause it.
So I totally believe him so far.
Why didn't she get the passport when they broke up? That's on her. Idiot.
Do you have your passport?
Did you get your shots? The version with my man?
What version?
Hawking? The Hawk?
Oh.
The Hawk version?
Good luck.
Do we have the Hawk version? He did it live on the show one day. I don't know if we saved it.
Yeah.
She's a world-class liar.
If you don't have it, it's okay.
I don't believe I do.
Really?
I mean, I can channel.
It was live on the show.
It happened in the moment.
I can channel the Hawk.
It's okay.
Is there more explanation from your favorite artist, Mod's? What's his
Mod's
name? Son.
Yeah. I believe him. I just don't know why he would lie about that.
I'm blown by that she would say that I'm messing up her career. Like, dude, that's hurtful. Like, and then about her laptop, she got the laptop the day that she broke in. She got her laptop the day after we broke up, bro.
So she has her laptop.
She left the house the day after we broke up that the cops called. She left my house with her laptop and a guitar that I bought her that she never played once.
Ooh.
Furthermore,
when
my guy found it, we contacted her team immediately. Immediately contacted her assistant, which her assistant said, I'm not working for her now, all of a sudden. Okay? So then we contacted more people to try to get her to come pick up her passport the very next morning. To which she didn't do it. I've been out of town until yesterday, or 2 days ago. So then look, she goes and does this and talks about her passport when? When she leaves town. So now her passport is in my house because she didn't come pick it up. And now she can go talk about it being in my possession because she's out of town.
Be smart. What items does she have of yours if you want back?
$1,000 sweaters, Raf Simons, Rick Owens, real nice stuff.
Those guys get plugs.
Not
sweaters back.
See ya.
Real Alexander McQueen from 92.
All right, man. She's a total failure.
I believe him, though.
I believe him, too.
What she did with him was absolutely horrible.
But don't you just love that this is how time is being taken up by thousands? Well, how many likes? I wonder how many likes are on her post with Jenny McCarthy.
Well, that thing had 9,100 views itself.
Oh, that only had 9,100?
Yeah, but still.
As big a Mod Sun fan as I am, I'm surprised there's only 9,100 people.
You're on the cusp, because even this one with Jenny McCarthy only has 5,000 views. So
really?
Yeah, you're a trendsetter. Okay.
Well, I'm glad people are backing off this stupid story. It's so dumb. Okay, one more piece of audio, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll get down to some other business. Brett Hull singing Gloria at the parade. Brett Hull seems like so much fun to me.
Oh, he's having a blast.
He is.
He should, too.
Partying up a storm. Why shouldn't he? Let's see. I mean, the fans love that when these old guys show up. And
don't tell me there's any kind of backlash or anger about
No, I haven't heard any.
Okay, good. Maybe we're turning a corner.
We went.
I love how he doubled down.
We don't have to
go. Doesn't make any sense, though.
Because we already did.
I didn't really understand that, but he does get into glory, I believe.
Why is it broke? What the fuck?
Oh, what'd you do?
I don't know.
It's all that medication you're on.
Is there stupid Wi-Fi?
Dude, I'm telling you.
No, it's all the medication.
I'm a little loopy today.
Okay, so we're going to hear him inserted in Gloria.
Glory, Gloria.
He does a nice job.
Gloria, 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 Gloria. You say let's don't lose all you want, but you know what? We win. We win.
What? We
don't have to go anymore because we already did.
Yeah, shut the franchise down.
Why is it playing your generational song, by the way?
Stanley Cup for this city. There is nothing more they have to do. So instead of saying...
Is he slow?
Let's go, Blues.
That just day a little is. Slow.
We're gonna say, we went Blues.
Okay, now I get it. Should he say the? Did he say the let? I don't know if it's gonna catch on, Brett.
Well, I can't.
That's the Hall of Famer.
No days off.
Shouldn't he explain the Let's Go Blues first and then said we went Blues?
Yes,
or
yeah.
Maybe he did and we didn't hear that part? I'm going to assume that.
He's workshopping.
And Andrew. They are the champions. Glory, Gloria. Gloria. Gloria.
This
I think
mess.
I got your number. Gloria.
But I mean, he's so wasted the other day during the game, and yet he pulls no punches when he goes to the parade. He decides he's going out there with the beer in hand, and he's doing it all over again, wearing a Ric Flair shirt. Good for him. I love Brett Hull. Love
I
him.
Do too. I think I like him more than ever.
Oh, without a doubt.
Okay.
Without a doubt. I think he loves you more than ever, too.
I love you, Lloyd.
Great. Matt's here. We're going to talk about Killers Fifth Avenue Bash. I gave you the save a date for June 27th, which is 4:30 to 2 a.m. There's quite a collection of people attending bar.
Good collection,
so,
too.
Yeah. And somebody's been matching the donations.
Is that still going on?
.org.
Yeah, it's going on through tonight, but I'm convinced that if somebody puts donations in after tonight that
they might work.
That the person will still match.
Oh, the person will still match?
I would think so. I'll okay. Talk to him and see what he says.
All right. We're going to assume that's a yes until told otherwise. KillerCares.org. Someone has agreed to match up to $10,000. How close is it to $10,000?
I think we're over $5,000 now.
Really?
So the total's $10,000.
And wow.
You know, all things, including sponsorships that we've gotten, we're sitting over $20,000 already.
I'm saying, I'm proud of this audience. They always seem to come through for stuff like this.
This is the wheel that drives it.
Well, very cool. And I'm sure a lot of people will be there on the 27th of June. It's a Thursday night at Fifth Avenue. And these are children's charities that Tom Kowalski had started. And, boy, are these things raised a lot of money since Killer died. He would be blown away. But first, our beloved studio sponsors and friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com are smack dab in the middle of their Jeep Celebration event. They're excited for you to be part of it. During Zot's Jeep Celebration event, lease a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited at just $188 a month. You can also lease a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $277 a month. Or if you're more of the Ram truck type, how about leasing a new 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 as low as $169 a month? Better still, how about 0% financing on all new 2018 Ram heavy duties in stock? As you can see, Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is kicking off this hot summer season with a bang, so take advantage of these great deals right now. And Hall Financial, the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service, big supporters of our show. David Hall and Hall Financial are the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refinance. You heard it from the listeners. They have over 600 five-star reviews. Actually, I thought it was still 500 until I saw his commercial where he says 600.
He's got to update. I think it's more than 600.
I know. I've seen copy that say up to 7.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, they get so many so fast. We've had like 3 incredible reviews people sent us in the last probably 7 or 8 days. So they'd love to do your refi. They'd love to do your mortgage. Elric's getting his done, I know.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's done.
Is he?
Yeah.
Already done?
He's incredibly happy with it.
Oh, 14 days?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's incredible. So, yeah, people are saving money. Somebody, as I mentioned earlier, $170 a month, every month for the rest of their mortgage. Not bad. See why over 600 people are giving them 5 stars, maybe 700. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. NMLS number 1467435. You won't be disappointed with Hall Financial. You can also go to the website and click the link and fill out the online form or call 248-308-5000. And I'll get to Luke in a few more minutes. But, hey, you know what I'll bring up because Matt's here. Matt likes these kinds of things. What about the Lakers trade?
Oh, wow.
How about that? That's. I mean, we don't get giant deals like that very often.
But what I'm finding amazing is the pro-Lakers stance in terms of great trade for them. by ESPN and Vegas. They're now the favorites.
And Magic. Magic tweeted a
Palinka. Oh, yeah. Magic
Wait,
tweeted.
Magic? John Rob Palinka?
Yeah, good job. Well, he made it a point to thank Jeannie Buss and Rob, or tell him good job for Jeannie Buss and Rob Palinka.
He's got
to
be pissed.
Are you guys surprised that Vegas has now made him a 7-2 odds to win?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am.
Well, I think that's under the expectation, too, that they're getting Kemba Walker.
Well, they'll get.
It's going to sign with them. That's what they're saying.
Well, they don't have the room right now. The way it works is because it's done on the 6th, and so they only have $23 million. But I think a lot of that's because Durant and Clay are out for the year, so they're only. I mean, the West,
Houston.
But now Chris Paul's talking about he wants to go. Okay. And so, I
would not touch that bet for the life of me.
No, I wouldn't either because
I just think they know people see that and go, ooh, Lakers going to win it all and just want to put
one
money
of them 6'11".
By the way, I hate these people who decide that, hey, let's get you and me and we'll create a championship team here and we're all free agents together.
Why not though? What's wrong with that?
I don't like it. I think it's bullshit.
But I think this is even worse though, Mark, because this is Rich Paul running the Lakers.
Sure.
100% being LeBron. Agent. Yeah.
Yeah.
What other sport do you see people do this in?
I don't know. They could. I mean, the other option is let's just go get as much money as we want elsewhere.
So, I don't know.
At least they want to win a championship together.
I just don't want LeBron to win.
Right.
Well, that's fine too.
I don't mind him winning, but I hate the idea that we go, oh, Wade and who's the third guy from the Celtics?
For the Celtics.
3-point shooter Kyrie, going to Miami.
Bosh, you mean?
No, oh, when
Ray,
Miami,
Ray Allen.
Ray Allen. Yeah, Ray Allen. Yeah. They all signed there. Yeah. And they go, what now? 1, 2, 3. Months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Karl Malone signed with the Lakers to get a ring.
Yeah, but you know what? He didn't get one. They only won two.
No, I know he
did. It doesn't always work out that way. Durant's only got one.
I don't like people
move.
Orchestrating as not players.
Two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven.
I don't have a problem with it.
Well,
did you hear
obviously
LeVar
not
Ball?
Many people do because it keeps happening.
Wait, did anybody hear LeVar Ball?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll never win a championship.
Oh, God, no, they're cursed now.
That's the only way to win a championship. Yeah,
worst move they ever made.
Everybody's got to sign all three Ball brothers. That's the way you got to do it.
I got to admire him for the clown he is.
Well, he's lost his kid a couple $1 million in the shoe deal already, and I would think he really limits his mobility. I would think a lot of teams would say, I don't want to be troubled with this crap.
Well, and how long will it be, particularly if they don't start winning? I mean, the best thing that will happen is that if Lonzo and Zion play well together, which is a distinct possibility.
And now they have the fourth pick, too, that's going to be.
Not only that, somebody I read.
Oh, they got the first and the fourth.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're going to trade the fourth, it sounds like.
Are they? Okay.
But somebody said that gives them.
Oh, here's LeVar.
Oh, yeah.
But like I said, I guarantee, it'll be the worst move the Lakers ever did in their life, and they'll never win another championship.
Yeah,
guaranteed.
Right.
I
agree.
Are
they
going to
regret this, right?
They're going to regret it. I'm going to have fun with it. Because I told y'all it was crashing down.
Like the shoe
now
deal.
It completely crashed, but at least my son got
like big baller shoes.
I gave him a chance. You can rewind it and go back. And I said, if you get the three Ball brothers, you're going to survive this. You let them go, boy, it's going to be a cold day in hell.
What does that even mean?
Okay.
I'm undefeated. I don't have a lost.
Sorry.
Like I said about it.
That's we know what that idiot says.
Mike.
They put the curse on him.
Are the other two Ball brothers as good as Lonzo?
No.
Youngest is
have
good.
Have you seen the one who's playing in the Drew League right now, the league you started?
Yes.
Have you seen his shot?
Yeah.
It's weird. He shoots it like from here. It's really a bad
looking
shot. He's pretty good. He's doing well in the league, but he's not. I can't see him making any NBA.
I mean, how tall
he's
is he?
Drafted.
Is he giant? I mean, how can you shoot from down here and not get your shot stuffed?
I don't know. It's the weirdest looking shot, though.
LaMelo is 6'6".
Yeah, and the third one though, was it LiAngelo or whatever his name is?
LiAngelo, L.I.
I don't think he's that good, but he's younger.
Well.
6'5".
It will be interesting, and there's just a couple other things. I want to congratulate Michigan baseball, who are playing tonight, Monday night. They beat Texas Tech 5-3. And
it's a great game.
Are a lot of people watching this? I wonder what the ratings are like. I hear a lot of people talking about Michigan baseball, which is kind of cool.
Around here, they are.
I mean, they're a cool story because it's the first time they've been there since '84. I think only the second Big Ten team in something like 30 years.
Indiana was there, I think, 6 years ago.
But yeah,
Big Ten used to go a lot. Back in the day,
Indiana went, and I don't know the last time before that.
I think it might have been Michigan, actually.
It may have been Michigan in 84.
They were one of the last four into the tournament because they didn't win the automatic bid.
Right. Oh, wow.
I think three out of the last four teams in won their regions, actually.
That's crazy.
Babe Ruth's jersey sold for $5.6 million. The highest.
Thank God that grandson was there for the interview.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Most expensive piece of sports memorabilia ever.
The Great Bambino!
Too bad we didn't have that for our auction.
Oh, boy. That would have been nice. And then just to clarify, because the story bothers me. I've been seeing it so much, but the Women's World Cup. The first thing that comes up, it seems like every time the story comes up is, oh, by the way, they're suing the men because the men are being paid more. And so right away, my maleness comes out and I go, but they're better athletes. They're faster. They're stronger. It's probably a better game. I don't even know because I don't really follow soccer.
It's not. The men are by far a better game.
So I've been reading more about it. And then that first game, it all got a little distracted because they won 13-0. And I was really sort of in a position of feeling like, I guess they have to score as much as they can because they need the goals, or they may need the goals. Mm-hmm. I thought celebrating after about four goals was stupid because it's like if you're winning 50-0 in football, how excited do you get about scoring a touchdown in a game like that? I mean, so if it's the special needs guy in his chair that scores, that's one thing, but
living our dreams.
Well, I'm curious about this because I did see Jemele Hill popping off. She was very, very fired up over this. Now,
I'm sure whatever she says is right.
Is it true that defer. The FC Dallas 13 and 14 year old boys,
the under 5 or under 15 team,
13 and 14 year olds defeated the women's national team
in a friendly? Yeah,
13 and 14 year old boys defeated
them. 2 years ago, and I think
Jemele Hill was pointing that out.
No, but I saw that in response to her popping off.
Oh,
I'm going to guess that she was saying it's okay to celebrate, and you know these women have worked their whole lives for
They should be paid what the men's are paid because they're better than the men.
Two separate issues.
She's so wrong, and so why this gets so much discussion? Really, I just find it so annoying. I read about the actual numbers. The men's team's revenues are $4 billion. The women's team, and they were the World Cup champions, their revenues were $73 million.
Sure.
$73 million versus $4 billion.
A lot of people point
to... Why would you pay them the same?
They point to the Cup final last World Cup. Like, there were 50 million viewers in the States. It's like, well, yeah, but that doesn't translate into dollars necessarily.
Oh, TV networks. If the TV networks pay more to get the women's final...
They should be mad at the advertisers.
But I'm assuming that the numbers are set before the event.
Yeah, so. They have a union. It's a contract.
Anyway, the men's pay is 9% of their revenue.
Yeah.
The women's pay is 13% of the revenue. The women make more money per dollar earned as players than the men do. So they're not underpaid. Yeah. And this whole idea that, they should be paid a living wage. You know, that'd be great if you could play. You could have a professional hardball league and women could be paid a living wage. But if the revenue doesn't support it, why are all these sports charities? I don't get it. I don't understand why the WNBA still exists, because without NBA money, it wouldn't.
The best argument women's soccer.
The write-off.
The best argument women's soccer could have, I think, would be that, yeah, it might be true that they get that much more revenue, but we, the U.S. team, draws more of the local. In other words, they drive the ratings up of the women, whereas the men's team, it's Brazil and
they win.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
well, that's really the argument, is that
they're
a better team. The women's team is better. Yeah, okay, first
against
of all,
their own
not,
players.
They're not better. They would get their asses handed to them by the men. It's a different style of play. And that's when I backed out of this thing completely, was when I was having the argument about, I don't think you celebrate the 10th goal. You just act classy.
Don't
slide around.
Celebrate them all.
I disagree.
Well, I
agree you want to score, but I just think you don't pile on by celebrating if you're winning by 10-0, just like you don't in a college football game.
Alex Morgan celebrated her fifth goal was a record. If somebody hit their fifth home run in a game to go up 13-0, don't you expect them to celebrate?
I have to tell you something. I wouldn't want to set a record for 5 goals in a game we won 13-0.
No, but what if a guy hit his fifth home run in a game they won 13-0? Should he celebrate?
If you win 13 against that team, I wouldn't consider it that big a deal, honestly. Okay, well, I know that sounds really harsh, but I won't say this. I backed out of the argument because I was watching it the next day, and I saw that the players from, was it Taiwan?
Thailand.
They were crying during the game.
Yeah, during the game.
And I said, you know, this is something I, there's no experience in my life that I can absolutely relate to this in any way, shape, or form. This is a different animal, so do what you want. But stop complaining about the revenue, because the revenue is not there.
Did they get a participation trophy at the end of the game, though?
They were crying during the fucking game.
The Canadian women's team, yeah. Those guys shut their mouth off. I mean, and then, Julie Foudy, she said, didn't have a problem with them obviously scoring the goals, but she even said that towards the end it was a little much, and she'd played the game.
So, boo.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you can't help but score, you can't help but score. But I wouldn't be celebrating.
If it was somebody who'd never scored a World Cup goal, I mean, come on. Yeah. You can't even
or set a record.
That. Yeah, or set a record.
So today,
still
when
still 13-0 game, it's like playing second graders.
This is going to piss Drew off even more. When they scored their first goal today, they did golf claps to each other.
When I saw people cry during the game in women's soccer, I really felt I have no place in this argument.
Although they only won,
I just don't know what
they only won
all about.
3-0.
Yeah,
and they got stoned in the second half. So they're come up.
They should pay less attention. But again, I don't know what's going on. I just feel like they work hard. They're really good. I wish there wasn't so much discussion about being paid equally. Why can't they just win the cup and be proud?
Because they have a lawsuit, yeah.
And the other thing is saying they're better than the men. People keep saying that. Robin Roberts said, I'm like, no, they're not better than the men.
I don't like that
Stop
argument.
Saying that. It's just stupid.
Big question. How did Thailand qualify for the World Cup?
Because the way they, I don't know if women's is the same, but they all have their regions and a certain amount. They probably won their region over other shitty teams. You know, Mel's right.
Yes.
Who cares?
Okay, I want to mention Luke Nowacki because over the past few decades, some people, or decade, or 5 years, maybe you've had a kid, maybe you had two, and you haven't paid attention to. Gee, are we going to wrap up our lives? Financially speaking, how are we going to get to the end? And it's an ugly topic, but the sooner you think about it, the better off you'll be and the less sorry you'll be when you're my age, because you need to have a plan. And that's what Luke Nowacki does. That's to do with Royal Alliance Associates. And its signature is they try to help you plan your financial future. A lot of people have trouble doing this. I mean, literally the mechanics of it. Like, well, should I put this there? Or we got this bill. Well, once you set it all out, lay it all out, maybe go in with your spouse or your significant other. Bring in your 401k, have them look at that, your investment options. Are they the best ones? Are they the best ones like they were 10 years ago? Luke would love to help you plan a financial future or plan to pay for college or whatever it is. 248-663-4748 for Luke Nowacki. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, a corporate member of FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates is a separately owned another entity. Zen or marketing names, product services, reference here, independent of Royal Alliance Associates, corporate. So, save the date. June 27th, 4:30 to 2 a.m., and I know we've moved on from the matching bids. Apparently whoever this benefactor is will, if you get it in today.
I'm talking about Monday now. Yeah,
I'm talking about Monday now. Apparently it will be matched. And then, so you move on to the online auction?
Well, just a couple things about the event.
Try to keep it simple. The fast forward button is really dangerous.
There'll be 50-50 silent auctions, all that, and tons of celebrity bartenders. I think we have almost over 40 now. We just added a couple of Tigers, Shane Green, Jacoby Jones. Nico
what?
Gruden.
Shane Green?
Really?
Shane's going to What time is Shane going to be there?
They're probably going to be around 9 o'clock.
What if he gets traded before?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Believe me, when I got the confirmation, I'm like, okay, what's the date today? I'm like, no, I think we'll be good. I hope anyway. But there's already
been some trades today.
Yeah, the Yankees. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to go in the 7 to 8 o'clock slot. The four of you, Trudy, Mark, Maz, and Drew, along with Amy Andrews.
What?
And,
double A?
Yep. And probably.
What about double E?
Double E comes right after you guys, and that's when you guys will be doing your little, your help with the wait staff, which we'll get into in a second.
Oh, boy.
Then, you know, tons of others, a lot of the usuals, but we got, of course, Mickey Redmond, Charlie LaDuff, ML Elric, so we got the whole.
Charlie just recently committed, is that true? Something about Joe's glasses?
Yeah. We have, we, I, I agreed to help Joe out with his glasses to get Charlie behind the bar, the whore that I am.
Well, they have a 59-year-old intern who works at a junkyard and apparently has no benefits, and he's been helping Charlie on the show. He put on a chicken suit to chase somebody around who is involved in some financial shenanigans, and he's done all kinds of things, and he has his glasses. Just looking at him, I feel like they don't work. So Charlie said, we're going to raise money to get Joe new glasses with Dr. Yellow, hopefully. And so, Matt, you jumped in and said you would help him if he would bartend.
Correct.
So now he's bartending.
Nice. Correct. Correct.
What time is Charlie on?
I haven't slotted Charlie yet.
Okay.
The Dylan Larkin's going to be there, Larry Murphy, so we got a good representation by the Wings.
Did you schedule Maz to be with Blaine yet?
Yes. Actually, Blaine will be in the 6 o'clock because he's a morning
Damn
guy,
it.
So he's in there with...
we can cross over.
Yeah, with Sean.
Make Maz start at 6.
With Sean and Ryan Armani and... Joanne Purton and Stephen Clark are going to do the 6 o'clock.
Damn!
Hewell Perkins is going to come late. Of course, Hewell will be there later.
With his selfie stick.
With his selfie stick, as always. You got Kyle Bogey and Will Birchfield from 97.1. Rosema is going to be there. Dave Rosema, Dan Miller.
He's up for anything. I love Rosie.
Yeah, Rosie. In fact, I saw Rosie Friday night at the game, and he was pretty stoked about it. Stoney, Mojo, the usuals. But anyway,
this is a strong lineup. This might be stronger than the winter lineup.
Yeah, we added more because we figured this crowd's going to go later because it's Royal Oak. It's a Thursday night and it's summer.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was able to add another shift.
You got Wojo in there, I see.
Oh, yeah, Wojo's in there.
Greg Campy?
Campy's coming at 11. He's got his Oakland U camp going. And he's
two Jamies? Jamie Evans?
Yep.
Hammer?
JJ? As Hammer and I refer to her as HJ for Hot Jamie, not for what you think, as opposed to Jamie Samuelson. Hammer sends me a text. She says, can I bartend with Jamie? I said, which one? She goes, HJ. And I'm like, okay, got it.
Elric, too?
Yeah. Elric's in there. Yeah.
Red Shovel Network is highly represented.
CMO's coming. Craig Monroe.
Yeah. Yep.
And Dylan's brother, Colin, who is a great guy. And he's a lot of fun.
Dylan, you son of a bitch.
So anyway, we got live music.
Sweet.
Yeah, a guy named Jibs Brown. If anybody's local Royal
James
local.
James Brown?
Jibs. Yeah, James. I had to talk to his family.
This sounds very experimental. We've never had live music before.
Ted, where are you at?
It's going to work. Well, we're going to be upstairs, and the full upstairs is ours the whole night. Fifth Avenue crowd is gang Tony Yesbeck and his brother Danny Yesbeck have just been amazing to accommodate us. There's VIP seats up there, which go to some of the sponsors, but we're also going to live auction some off, and you guys are going to be their wait staff for an hour. Drew signed you up for that, by the way, Mark, so you're good with that. Care. So the online auction is on now at killercares.org. We have 11 items.
We'll put a link on the site, too.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yep. We got, so as the aforementioned, 4 VIP seats, you know, think club seating with a bottle, comes with a bottle of Tito's and the Drew and Mike podcast.
Bottle of Tito's?
Yeah, look out.
Yeah.
And the Drew and Mike podcast crew will be your servers for an hour, but you get the seats all night. So
that's online right now?
Yep.
All right.
It's item number one.
Sweet.
Dave Rosema's going to take 3 people to the Tigers game in the Champions Club.
Oh, are those Maz's seats?
Those are Maz's seats, aren't they?
I have to check that with Maz to make sure. I was there Friday night, and the wait staff was asking where Maz was, and the security guard asked what I was doing in his seats.
They're still waiting for a tip for finding his wedding ring, too. Oh. They turned the stadium upside down.
I think I took care of that Friday night after a few cocktails.
Yeah.
Drew is donating his a chance to go to the game, the U of M Notre Dame game. I think it's October 26th.
Wow.
Go to the game with Drew, sit in his seats, which are pretty excellent. And come to our Drew's tailgate, which I happen to be a part of. And
that's a crazy prize.
Yeah, that's probably the best thing on there. We've got a signed photo of by Kid Rock and Eminem. It's a cool picture. It's when they were younger. They're both.
Oh, it was a picture.
Yeah,
they both signed it.
They're flipping the bird.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a cool item.
Yeah, that's online. Lunch with Jalen Rose.
What's the story behind that photo? Do you know?
I'm
so happy I have you as my best friend.
Are you looking at it? Yep.
Like where that came from? No, I've never seen that photo.
Those guys friends? I don't really know much about that relationship.
Well, it's interesting that, when we were going to put the thing on there, we found like different pictures of them next to each other. I don't know.
Who put this? They took a picture of the picture, right? For the website?
Yeah, I did.
You were wearing a Drew Mike shirt when you did it.
Was I really?
The reflection of Kid Rock's pants. You see it?
Yeah, I do see it.
I am amazed at how carefully people look at reflections.
Well, it stood out because it's the logo.
Oh, my God.
I take pictures off my TV all the time. People go, I see you.
I am so photographically challenged. It's not even funny.
Just don't be nude when you do it.
I had to have Megan Green as our PR person. I had to have her come over to my house and take pictures of the Jordan basketball and the Ali photo because I couldn't do it.
I always have a shadow or something. Or
let's see, I'm gonna check the Ali photo. That's a cool photo.
Oh yeah, man. It is. It's big too. It's 22 by 36.
Well done. There's no reflection in that picture.
Megan took it.
Yeah.
Megan. Yeah. And the Jordan basketball too. She did. So anyway, we've got another item: lunch with Jalen Rose. Which I think should be, is very
really?
Cool. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Man.
Yep. He's gonna mutually scheduled date. He's gonna be in town a bit and. Also, two...
That sounds delicious.
two front row tickets and a meet and greet with the B-52s at Meadowbrook.
Oh, nice.
And Drew...
that's them.
I don't know if I'm in on that.
You don't know if you're in on what?
The B-52s.
You said you were in.
Okay.
You backing out on me?
I'm in.
Okay.
So hold it.
That was a tough convincing.
Is that a Friday night?
Yes.
There's no game the next day or something?
No. I think it's a Saturday night.
Oh, is it? Okay.
There's no Michigan game.
Okay. I guess that's a concern.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're fine.
Okay.
I'll get you out there.
All right.
So whoever gets those, we'll be just a couple seats down from Drew. And of course me, but that doesn't add much value,
except for buying the beer.
Except and having the set list and knowing when to get the beers.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, the set list.
Right.
That's right. Turn your brain off. Right?
Yep. It's a turn your brain off auction event.
Yep. So front row and meet and greet. Also, four club seats for Michigan, Michigan State. So you'll get to sit right behind Mark.
We have four club seats.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And pregame on field passes. So you'll
those are hard to come by.
Yeah, yep, you'll be on the field for the pregame and also our tailgate as well. Whoever wins that, the four people can come to our tailgate right across the stadium.
Whoa!
The final out of the 68 World Series. Nice frame picture of Friedan and Lolich and Friedan's arms signed by both of them. Michael Jordan signed basketball. The Ali signed photo and Jennifer Hammond. And Greg Campy are offering up a golf, so it'll be golf for two. So they'll be in the foursome. Golf for two with Hammer and Campy plus lunch at Meadowbrook Country Club.
Wow.
Sweet. We got about 2 minutes.
All right. Well, just let me rip a couple silent items.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And there'll be, I got a Harbaugh signed helmet, which I picked up.
I saw that based. You texted the picture.
Yeah. That's sweet. Yeah, I picked it up Friday.
The story behind it was fascinating, too.
I'm Jim Harbaugh.
I got, there's an Eisenman. This will all be silent items at the event. 94 World Series baseball from the World Series that never was played. Kind of interesting.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it says, 1994 World Series.
With a stamp?
Uh huh.
I wonder what that's worth.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have no idea.
I got Dylan Larkin signed gloves, and they're lightly used so that they don't have the normal glove odor. Four suite tickets for Jennifer Lopez. Brandon, you'll be all nice. Over that.
Hell yeah. I see A-Rod in the front row singing along.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of other stuff, too. So anyway, it's, Killers Fifth Avenue Bash, Thursday, June 27th, 4:30 to 2 a.m.
How about that? I cannot believe all these bartenders.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Ken Daniels is in there. Did you mention him?
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, Kenny's there. Yep. Yep.
How about that? Scott Anderson?
Yep. Gator's in there. John Neal's on there, but he won't be there. He's taking his son to a baseball tournament. His son's a really good travel baseball player.
Woody is on the late staff.
That's when it gets crazy.
Woody, Rosema, Wojo, Huel will have to keep the late staff. That's why I got Huel to keep those guys in line.
It's definitely fun to show up late.
Yeah.
That bunch.
After midnight, because by then all the auctions and the 50-50s and the killer's cooler is all done. And that's when it gets stupid.
Did you mention Mickey?
Yeah, Mickey. I did. I mentioned
is Dan
Mickey.
Miller part of the late crew also?
No, because Dan normally Dan does the sports live from the event, but I think he has to get back to the studio because the golf tournament here starts Thursday.
Oh.
So I think he just wants to be
already
in the studio.
Professional.
Check your fillings, baby.
You know, it's really funny when you get out there and you've been there for a couple hours and you realize that Dan's about to go live. Yeah. It seems ridiculous. But he pulls it off.
Especially with that crowd.
Yeah.
That's a good lineup. And Royal Oak, too, which is...
Yeah, oh, I forgot. I forgot. Wait, Mark, you're going to be happy. And tell Charlotte. No. Charlotte should be happy with this. Free parking in all garages.
What?
Yeah, I heard Charlotte ripping my ass.
She wasn't ripping your ass. She was ripping Royal Oak. She never wants to go back. It was too busy.
Well, I don't blame her. The farmer's market is a little
untidy. She's also five, so what does she know?
Yeah. But anyway, so there's free parking, and there's probably three or four garages within two blocks of Fifth Ave.
Yeah.
So
it's really easy. It's not hard to park in Royal Oak.
Well, but I'm saying if you park in the garages, it's free parking all night Thursday, and not just because of the event. It's something we've been doing.
So. Cool as hell. All right, thanks, Matt.
He would be impressed.
No, thank you, guys. Yeah, well, you know what? Miss that big fucker every day. I swear to God.
Yep. What a bummer, man.
Yep.
But, hey, we're having a good time. He'd be proud. Did you guys hear Garth Brooks showed up at the Hoedown?
He did?
He did.
I had no idea.
He did DTE last night, or Saturday night, and... I guess after DTE, he showed up at the Hoedown.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was after.
What did he do at the Hoedown?
He played a couple songs.
WYCD? Oh,
yeah.
Wow, that's pretty...
I thought that was pretty wild.
Where was Chris Gaines?
Here's a tweet from
Mr. Chris Gaines show up, too?
I don't think Chris Gaines was there.
Here's a tweet from Mr. Gary Graff himself.
Oh.
She's alive and from the sky. Gary Graff filming the concert.
Does Gary miss anything?
No. And I bet you anything. He's like, well, yeah, I knew that was going to happen.
Oh, I can't wait to ask him.
Of course I knew it was going to happen.
Let's see.
And he's sure that's what makes him Gary.
He probably did. No, he doesn't miss anything. And you know what? The Billboard story, I just look for it, and I'm like, okay, there's got to be a Rolling Stone story, a Billboard story, and Billboard story by Gary Graff. Garth Brooks broke into his current run of stadium dates with a smaller, more intimate appearance outside of Detroit Saturday night. Brooks is a surprise guest during radio station WYCD's 37th Hoedown at DTE. A 15,000-capacity amphitheater in Independence Township, 15-minute performance commemorated the 30th anniversary of his first and only other appearance at the festival just a couple months after the release of his self-titled debut album. Okay, so the Hoedown wasn't downtown. It was at DTE.
I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
Well, I
thought he played a DT and then went downtown. Okay, I screwed that up.
Well, that's silly.
Well, it's still cool. I mean,
it's silly that it's not downtown anymore.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that's all about.
It used to be the downtown Hoedown.
Well, it does fuck up downtown pretty good. I mean, if you're doing anything else downtown, it's hard to get around.
It's cool to have those events like Movement.
I agree. No, and the idea of him going from his one show and just showing up the other one, but instead he was a surprise. Still pretty cool.
You know, it's funny with the St. Louis Blues Championship thing. You saw where they did that at, right?
No, I did not. I didn't see any of that.
They did it like right under the arch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they did?
And all I can think of is, what about that poor family that was on vacation and wanted to see the arch that day?
Yeah, that sucks.
Oh, well.
I also saw a video of like probably 20 Blues fans trying to knock the arch down the night they won. They were just throwing themselves into the arch. They were bummed.
You can't knock the arch down.
You can't knock the arch down.
You can stab it and it still won't go down.
You gotta knock it down.
Can you imagine if they actually knocked down the St. Louis?
I know, that would have been pretty cool. Should we try? We did not try the 85-year-old clergyman
who is
thriving in pornography.
What an oversight.
Having mind-blowing sex. I know Brandon's confused. He's on medication.
Very lubricated.
Covering from the... when did you get the teeth out? Friday?
I feel so weird. Yeah, on Friday I went up... I totally underestimated this surgery. I thought that I was going to be able to go in there, get these removed, and be in a little bit of pain. Well, I went in there, and my neighbor Marcus, he actually went up there and sat with me.
Did they knock you out?
Yeah, they knocked me completely out, and when I woke up, I was David After Dentist. I was messed up. And Marcus ended up taking me back to my house where my mother-in-law was caring for my young child. And that's when I just kind of went on a couch, and they took a lot of pictures of me because I looked ridiculous.
Well, that's nice.
And I was in a pretty weird haze for the next, I don't know, 24 to 48 hours. I feel really weird now. I went to a wedding yesterday. I felt absolutely loopy.
Oh, God, it's the perfect way to get out of the wedding.
I had a steak last night. I shouldn't have ate it because you're not supposed to eat solids after you get your...
Oh, they took them out on both sides?
Just the one side, so I ate the steak on the other side.
I want to say I had 4 wisdom teeth removed.
I've never had any.
Did anyone else get 4 removed?
I've never had any taken
Maybe
out.
I'm crazy. Maybe
I had the other 2 taken out like 15 years ago. Here okay. I was. Look at how just ridiculously...
You look way out of it. That should be the cover shot today.
I still feel really messed up today.
I've never had any taken out, but after seeing how Brandon is, I kind of want to get them all taken out. It looks like fun.
I know. He doesn't seem all that bad, just confusing. But I feel like I'm being a badass baby boomer by pointing this out. But what happened was, when I got my wisdom teeth out, I was 23, I believe, and my mouth started hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it starts hurting more because, as Dr. Hartrick points out to me, because I've asked many times, do teeth ever get better? And she... She says, no, they have no recuperative powers whatsoever. Once a tooth starts sucking, it's just going downhill. I'm like, but does it go in remission? No, not really.
Remission.
No such thing. Because every time she says, there's a problem with number 42, it's like, no, because I know it's the end.
It's just a matter of time.
It's just it's over. It's a root canal. It's a crown. It's like, well, but can't that bruised root, can it unbruise? Can we put ice on it?
Because
it
was
something?
Entering your mouth.
That was such
Barbara.
I completely forgot about that drop.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh my God, I haven't heard that in forever.
Yeah, now I can't find what I just did with it.
Because he was entering your mouth.
That's Walter.
Who is she talking about there?
Monica Lewinsky. Bill Clinton.
Really?
Yeah. Wasn't that
entering your mouth? I believe you. I just don't remember.
Yeah, I think she was saying he was entering her mouth. I'm pretty sure.
Entering.
Anyway,
hey, put a dick in your mouth and shut up.
So finally, I realize, okay, this hurts. This is why you go to the dentist. And I go to the dentist and he goes, you got 4 wisdom teeth and they need to come out. And I'm like, oh, great. I just took this radio job. I make $113 a week and I have no insurance whatsoever.
Oh, man.
It's like, these things have to come out. I'm like, okay, so. How much does this cost?
Did the dentist go, that sounds like a you problem, not a me problem, and then walks out of the room?
No, he was pretty cool. He said, well, you know, I can do it for this, and I forget whatever the number was. It was like, I don't know, maybe it was $700 or something.
Yeah.
It was more than I
should. But you got to do it in a white van.
And you got to do it.
Yeah.
And he said, but one of the bigger expenses is knocking you out.
Yeah.
Because they got to bring in, what did that cost, you know, offhand?
You know, I don't know what the anesthesia... I'm not sure. I know that my insurance covered a lot of it, thank the Lord.
I believe it was, at that time, it was almost as much as getting the teeth out, which seems hard to believe. I think he cut me some slack. I want to say it was like $400 or $500.
Wow.
Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Anyway, he said, you could stay awake for this. He goes,
oh, God.
People do it, but I don't recommend it. And I was like... I just couldn't, you know.
That was a bit of curiosity to it, isn't there? Where it's like,
not really. Okay. I really didn't want to, but it was just that, you know, I remember when I took that job, it was like, I don't have any health insurance, I don't have any dental insurance. I'll just have to stay healthy, I guess, for a while. And anyway, so I said, okay, I'll just do it without being knocked out. And so I just remember it wasn't that it hurt. I was plenty numbed. It was just that it's so violent.
Yeah.
I mean, getting 4 teeth out in a row. It's really violent. Mm-hmm. And I was...
Well, like jerking your head around?
Yeah, I was kind of shaken up afterwards. But, I mean, it was survivable. And I remember thinking, hey, save $500. Because I really didn't have any money.
Oh.
But, if I had to do it over again, I certainly would.
Well, plus, you don't know what kind of creepy things they do when you're put under, too.
Oh, that, too.
Could get totally nude.
Didn't even think about that
at the time.
Hasn't
that happened before?
Yeah, there's a creepy dentist or two.
Horrible Bosses. It happened in the movie Horrible Bosses. Wasn't Aniston a dentist?
Was that a good movie?
Yeah.
It's okay, yeah.
Is Horrible Moms a good movie?
I don't think I saw Horrible Moms.
Isn't there a Horrible Mom movie?
Yeah.
There's Bad Mom.
Oh, Bad Mom. Well,
maybe
that one's okay. That one's good. I think Horrible Bosses is better. But
mm-hmm. Well, good. How about Horrible Clergyman Turned Porn Stars? I don't know if
that wouldn't be norm.
Yeah, that would not be norm. He's having mind-blowing sex. Do you have the number, Brandon?
I do.
Okay.
Speed dial.
We did.
He requested the song.
Yeah, I knew.
Another video I watched.
I knew he liked this. I knew he would like this. Full dance mix.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
Maybe he's in a session.
It looks so huge, that giant bulge in you.
Ugh.
8. I'm singing ooh, ooh, ooh. Is not available.
Today.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Norm. This is the Drew and Mike Show. Congratulations on your career change. Understand you're having some great sex as a porn star of sorts, and this is really interesting story. We're not really sure where to find the movies, and so we thought maybe if we got to interview you, you could direct people to the website. And maybe,
congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. Wherever people rent the movies and that sort of thing, although maybe you're not into it for... I'm not sure why you're doing it, except that you said you're having a great time. Anyway, we'd love to talk to you. Just call the 248 number on your caller ID here in Michigan, and we'd love to have a few minutes with you. Congratulations again, Norm. Have a good time. See ya!
But in order to ride the beast, you must be unfurled 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And it keeps growing, growing. Too damn big. It's just too damn big. Your penis too damn big. It's just too damn big. Too damn
I think this guy used Jonah Falcon.
Oh, this guy?
Yeah, the Adam guy. He used Jonah.
Hey, Jonah. Is it true you have the biggest penis in the whole world? How do you walk around with something like that? I mean, where does it fit? Does it hang down your leg? I bet everybody wants to stare at it.
You know, my name is Jonah, and I got a giant boner. All the ladies and the guys seem to want.
That's true.
I caught you looking and you're peeping, and you're trying to be creeping on the bulls, and I'm trying to flaunt.
Creeping. I'm not trying to be creeping, I'll be looking, I'll be peeping, but it's hard to turn my eyes.
Hey, say your song, Adam.
Yeah. Yeah. Girls who be jealous ain't got your damn balance like an envy from 100 miles away. Too damn big, it's just too damn big.
He rhymed Jonah with Bona.
Of course.
Are both of them gay?
Jonah's not gay.
Well, Jonah's bi.
Jonah's, oh, he likes dudes.
And I think Adam Barton, I think he's gay.
Because I just had a vision.
It's safe to say that.
I don't know why. I assumed they were both gay, and I assumed they just got it on constantly and just did the song in between getting it on. During the factory
the session
periods.
Took so long.
Adam Barton does a lot of songs with other celebrities.
Until one of them said, the studio's costing $200 an hour. There's a line in that song that reminded me of something. Charlotte asked Julie how guys walk around with those things.
What?
She's aware that there's a difference Charlotte. Between boys and girls.
Really?
Yeah. And I said, well, did you tell her that we don't know how you guys walk around without them?
Boys have a penis.
That was my response.
Girls have a vagina.
Who is that?
That's from Jerry Maguire, isn't it?
Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, no, we have Jerry Maguire's. What did he say? Vagina? What's the kid saying, Jerry Maguire?
Oh.
They call it a vagina.
The kid who's no longer cute, by the
way.
Yeah,
no, he's kind of a dick.
He's not a cute adult. He's a buff adult. I would have never pictured him getting really buff. That was a bummer.
But he still kind of looks like that kid.
Do we have any more numbers we wanted to dial up today?
I do have a number for this dude who purchased some property in Florida.
Oh, the guy that got the 50-foot strip?
Yeah, it did not turn out to be the type of purchase he was trying to make.
He thought he was buying a house.
Yeah, because if you look at the image for the sale, he was buying at an auction, city auction.
Yeah.
And it's a house, but instead it's the piece of property between two driveways of like a, what is that called? Not a duplex, but a, they share a garage.
Mm-hmm.
And there's housing on each side. Now, it does go all the way from...
It's totally ridiculous.
No, it's pointless.
Like, why would the city auction off this piece of grass in between driveways? It's so stupid. He paid $9,100. He thought, oh, my God, I got this house for
$9,100.
Yeah. Got a strip of grass.
Thought it was, he thought the house, the other houses that are on it are $177,000. But the strip does go from the drive or the road all the way down the lake. So he could make them remove the wall that holds up the garage.
Yeah, absolutely. And he
on
should.
On his property.
That's very should. Weird.
But he doesn't want to do that to those homeowners.
Why don't they just refund his money?
No shit. And that's all he wants. That's all he wants. But the city's being a dick about it.
Why is the city being so stupid? That's because
it's a city, Drew.
Dumb.
It's a municipality.
No one would buy that strip. It never should have been offered for auction because you can't do anything with it.
No, it had to be a mistake for them to even put it up. They probably didn't even know it was a strip. Let's call this dude. His name is
Kerrville. He's got a great name.
Kerrville? Maybe he's got some plans for the strip.
Then again, my numbers have been sucking balls today.
He could have a putting green. Well, Lenny wasn't there, and our porn star friend didn't answer.
But that's his number.
Yeah, I think both. Well, we know that was Lenny's number, too.
Yeah.
So we're 0 for 2, but they were the right numbers, right?
Yeah.
Hall Financial Hotline, Brandon.
Ouch.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Rough start.
What was the percentage on that one?
Oh, that one was a 0%. I didn't know why I dialed that shit.
Really?
Well, we know. We know why you did.
Could it be the wisdom teeth?
Dude, I feel so loopy right now. I seriously feel
it's kind of hilarious. It's kind of adorable.
What's the percentage on this one?
This one's going to be 29, but I actually have two other numbers, so I apologize.
Wow. Four numbers for this guy?
I know.
But the one's 0, so that's really 3. What's his name again?
Kerrville.
Kerrville?
Mm-hmm.
She goes by Kirby.
Obana Anunnaku. Can't take your call now. Huh? You can leave a message.
She say Kerrville?
No.
I didn't think so. Well,
we call the guy that...
See, still redeem yourself. What's the percentage on this one?
Oh, there's another one?
11.
Two more. 11%.
I have no idea what's going on right now.
Could he build a storage area on that strip or something?
He should. Just stairs. About wide enough for stairs. Just go up and back down. And he should charge rent for the people that have their garage on his strip of land. So he makes his money
back. That's true. If you're going to charge each house $50 a month, he'd make $1,200 a year. Or no, wait, $50 a month. Yeah, $1,200 a year.
Please leave your message for
Kerrville.
Kerrville?
Kerrville.
Oh, connected.
Wow, it was only 11%, Kerrville. Hey, Kerrville, this is the Drew and Mike show calling, and we understand your predicament with buying this. We thought it was a property, and turns out it was a strip of grass. And we're as outraged as we can be. I'm sure you're upset about it. I can't imagine why they can't figure this thing out. Anyway, we'd love to talk to you. Just please call us back at the 248 number on your caller ID, I assume. Thank you.
Does this grass make you horny?
Oh, for Kerrville? Gross. Oh, is he old? Is he an old timer?
No, not really.
Let me just run up for 1 second. At the bathroom.
There's also, I don't know if you want to try it when you get back down here. The floor, or we could try it while you're gone.
Which number?
See how it works. The guy who was stealing pool toys to get off.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mark, the topics of discussion that you're bringing to the table today.
Okay, how about the Bigfoot
juvenile
guy? What? Ugh. All right, fine, we'll skip it.
Wait, what's the Bigfoot test?
I'm intrigued by Bigfoot.
Remember how the FBI released their Bigfoot files, and it turns out that it wasn't Bigfoot hair they tested, which, of course, the government's going to tell you that.
Was it dog hair, deer hair?
Deer. It was deer hair, but I thought we could call our buddy up in the UP.
Oh, I would love to talk to that guy. Okay. He got really mad last time.
Then we'll wait till you come back down. Okay. But the guy we're talking about, he is part of the UP Bigfoot Research Organization.
Right.
Which we've talked to him before because they're searching for Bigfoot up in the UP. But the FBI released this thing from 1975 as a whole 22-page file where they actually said, yeah, no, we'll test your Bigfoot hair. And then it was just a huge womp, womp, womp.
Have they added to this file since then?
Probably not.
Okay. He got so mad because we suggested body cams and then cameras on the proper surveillance cameras.
Yeah.
And he just was so mad.
Yeah, that they would
so
never
expensive
catch him,
and
which
they,
is ludicrous.
And they don't like cameras anyway.
Well, we learned that from Stan Johnson, right?
Mm-hmm. But he seconded it.
Well.
He seconded it.
Apparently, it's well known in the
Sasquatch
in the world.
What's this dude's name?
Isn't it Rich?
He got really pissed. That was a good call, though. I thought he was feisty.
Is it Rich?
Ancient in the ancient scribe of the Indian tribe.
look at the what's the percentage on the number, Brandon?
It's 100%. We talked to Rich Meyer.
That's what I thought.
Hello, you reach Rich Meyer.
Dang it.
With the Upper Peninsula Bigfoot.
Oh, I remember his voice.
Yeah.
He's so fired up.
At the tone, please record your message. Nobody when you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Rich. It's the Drew and Mike Show. If you could call back the 248 number, we want to talk to you about the FBI's Bigfoot. They had some testing done, and I guess they got a much bigger file than people ever thought, and I'm sure you're pretty up on it. Love to talk to you if you got a chance to call us back. Thank you. See you.
And Tenacious D are real.
Oh, there's somebody we could probably call. There's a lady walking across the U.S.
Why?
She's raising money for some dog.
No way she picks up.
No way?
She's walking.
Nobody is picking up today.
Wait, she's
didn't
walking.
Didn't Mike Posner just walk across the U.S.? The singer? He did. He just walked across the
he
U.S.
Did.
And people are walking across the U.S.
Do we
every
know,
day.
Do we know he didn't get any rides?
Yeah, no, he didn't. He's walking across. Everybody walks across the U.S. right now.
The main reason I wanted to call her was I just want to make sure she's not getting any rides. I really. Although it's a good cause.
How old is she?
She's probably in her 50s, I would guess.
Does she have a scooter? Maybe she has a scooter.
Let's see.
What is her name?
Yeah, she's just walking. Trisha emailed this in. She's just walking. She doesn't have any competing on her agenda.
Look at that.
Call her whenever you want, and she'll just be walking.
Brandon Googled, like, walking across America, and there's just so many sites to tell you how you can do it, too, because everyone does it. Well, it's people that have walked across the country.
Oh, she did ask permission to give us her number.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
She is raising money for an animal cause. Best Friends Animal Society. I mean, if we just want somebody to answer
a phone.
That's
nice.
I wonder where she sleeps. I mean, you don't suppose they drive at night or something, dude. She's walking 25 miles a day, I guess.
Really?
That seems, is that possible?
25 miles a day?
That's a lot of miles.
But how fast do you walk? Like 2 miles an hour? 4 miles an hour?
I would say
a force fast. At least 2 miles an hour.
And you fool walked for 12 hours, you'd go 25 miles.
That's
I guess
about
that's
right.
Possible.
Yeah, it's possible. It's about right.
Sitting around. But.
And then the 200 miles the RV goes at night while you're crashed.
There's got to be somebody driving along with her, right?
She's also, is she planning on meeting Ellen DeGeneres at the
end? Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, she's going to the Ellen show. It's Ellen's charity, this Best Friends Animal Society.
Is she going to take a shower before she meets Ellen, or is she? Because you're walking across America, you can't take a shower.
Ellen requested her not take a shower, apparently. She likes that better.
Natural.
I don't know. That's crazy.
What?
It's like that, Brandon, was it the Bella Thorne pictures? She has armpit hair?
Yeah, yeah.
I was bummed out. I was like, why? I know I'm probably being horribly politically incorrect by saying that, but I just don't dig that.
No.
Terribly sexist of me.
Why is that sexist?
Because I don't know, because I have armpit hair.
But there's a lot of women now that don't like hair on guys.
True.
So is that sexist? Yeah, it's all personal preference.
Yeah. Okay, so her name's Kate.
Are we calling her?
Oh, wait. What is her name? Not Kate? What's her name? A second. What's going on here?
Are you?
Oh, Rebecca.
Did your wisdom teeth take it out?
I can't believe you're not covering the lady Forrest Gumping it across the country. Look her up. Rebecca McCree of Hickey Bottom Barbecue Sauce.
I smell plugs. So there's commerce involved. Well, that's not cool. Right?
I don't know. Wait. She had knee surgery right before she started, but she's a badass. I'll be crazy. Getting out promoting her product.
And donating a portion?
She's donating all the money. Okay, I kind of missed that part.
Let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
A dollar up. What you gonna do?
I don't have her number.
Oh, you don't? That's right, because it's on my phone. I'm going to run right by
your side. For you, pretty baby, are this is Fat's second best song ever. Yes, indeed, I'm
talking. For you and me, I'm hoping. Oh, Lovely Rita, get out of here. Maz doesn't like Lovely Rita, by the way.
He doesn't like anything.
But he likes almost all Beatles songs. He's got Blackbird and Lovely Rita.
He doesn't like Blackbird? Who doesn't like Blackbird?
I know, it's ridiculous. It's something I think of when I hear the song now.
Oh, great. No, you're, not only does he not
ruined
like it,
it.
Ruined it, yeah. Why is it not like Lovely Rita? It's a great song.
It's a great, it's a perfect Beatles song, too. It sounds very Beatly, very yeah. British.
Hello?
Hi, is this Rebecca?
This is she.
Hey, Rebecca, it's the Drew and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you doing?
Good. How about you?
Good. Your friend Tricia said we could call anytime.
Yes, she did. She's right.
Where do you know Tricia from?
I met her through Facebook, and she just reached out, and like we became friends that way.
Really?
That's all.
Are you stopping by her house on your walk?
No, that's too far out of the way, or I would.
Oh, okay.
I'd love to. You started out in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
And you're going to get to Burbank?
Yes.
And
what about the East Coast, though? Or where at in Pennsylvania?
Butler, Pennsylvania, an hour north of Pittsburgh.
Some people were saying they wondered why you didn't start in Maine.
Or at least Boston.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, I know. Those people are weird.
Do you get bummed out when people say that?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I don't care. I'll give them a pair of tennis shoes and see how they think that.
Yeah, tell them to get off their fat ass and do it.
You are walking, what, 2,143 miles?
Yeah, that's actually calculated through interstate, but I can't go interstate, so it'll probably, guessing, over 3,000.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so you, allegedly, you walk 25 miles a day, and then the RV drives at night, and then you walk 25 miles, and then the RV drives during the night. Is that how it works?
No.
No?
Well,
you don't walk
no.
25 miles?
I walk 20. Some days it's 25, and it's, you know, I do try to get 25. Most of the days I do get to 25, yes. But the part that is at night, that part, like it, my van, they call it a chase van. The driver comes and picks me up. We pin the location that I stopped at last. We go to a hotel or we sleep in the van, either one, whichever's closer and more convenient. So then after that, the next morning, go back to that location that we pinned, and I start off exactly where I left off.
Oh, okay. I just made that up anyway. Just in case.
That's cool.
I just want to make sure you're walking every last mile.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
No, some people also are saying maybe they thought you were going to stay outside and camp just to sort of keep it on the up and up.
Oh, I may. It's up and up no matter what.
Okay. Are you staying in 5-star hotels or how's that part work?
Whatever is closer and pet friendly.
Really? So if the Ritz-Carlton is right there, would you stay there?
Probably not.
No. Four Seasons?
Are you buying? How do you like that?
Where do you end up staying most of the time? What hotels chains are most commonly on the route?
The Days Inn, Super Ace, Red Roof. I think they're called a Windsor or Wyndham hotels. Just depends on whichever's closest.
Brandon, what's the chain that the one in Petoskey or in up north?
America's Best.
Do you ever say it? America's Best.
Not yet.
No,
not
okay.
Yet.
Okay.
But I would.
Well, the one in Michigan's not real well.
Oh,
well,
okay.
We'll see. Just make sure. You probably check them out before you stay there, right?
Oh, yeah. We go in and we look and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we check the ratings.
And now, is it all clear with Ellen? She's actually going to have you on the show?
I never said that. I had said that, like, we contacted my PR team. They contacted the Ellen DeGeneres producers. And three of them got back to us, yes, and said to keep them posted all summer because they're going on hiatus for the summertime, so they don't film all summer. But I'm supposed to keep them posted of everything that's going on.
Do you think they went on hiatus to avoid having you on the show?
Sounds like a blow-off, yeah.
Well,
You could just walk around the lot till you find another show to take you on.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I'll hang out till somebody grabs me.
What is her charity? Maybe you should switch to Jimmy Fallon's charity.
What's that?
He's in New York. Oh, that's right. Well, who else is out there?
Kimmel probably has a charity.
How about Corden? Is Corden in California?
He's in New York, isn't he?
Is he?
I don't know. Conan's.
Well, New York would have been a lot closer.
Yeah, you went the wrong way.
Turn around and walk back to New York.
I'll get right on that.
All right. So, how do people? If people donate, boy, she hasn't even mentioned her barbecue yet.
I know. That's impressive. So maybe commerce is a smaller part.
Yeah. I know you're promoting your barbecue sauce. But but apparently you're true to the charity because you haven't even plugged yourself yet.
Is it called Barbecue Becky?
No, it's Hickey Bottom Barbecue.
You're not Barbecue Becky, are you? Yeah, wait, no. Your name's Rebecca. Are you Barbecue
right.
Becky?
No.
All right. What is your barbecue sauce?
It's Hickey Bottom Barbecue.
Hickey Barn?
Bottom.
Hickey Bottom
B-O-T-T-O-M.
Barbecue. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it good?
I think so.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, is it yours?
Yeah, it's mine.
Your own recipe?
They're my recipes.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do I go if I want to get some?
Well, you can go to Amazon.com. You can get it from there, from anywhere. Ooh. Yeah. Walmart has it in certain states. Not in Michigan, so you wouldn't be able to get it there. Giant Eagle and Giant Martin. But your best bet would be on Amazon.com.
Okay. And then you're raising money for this Best Friend. Wait, what's the name of the charity? Best Friend.
Animal Society.
That's a small part of it.
Yeah. Is that real? I mean, or is this really about the barbecue sauce?
It's real. No, it's absolutely real.
Okay.
They're a worldwide charity.
And are people donating in your name?
No, they donate in their name. They go to my Facebook page, and then there would be a GoFundMe link.
Okay.
And that's how they donate to it.
Okay, and how do they get to the GoFundMe page? Just go direct.
Well, you could, but then I don't know if I would see that.
Okay.
If you donated, I'm not sure.
Okay, and you want to take out your share before it goes?
No, because I'm supposed to let them know, like, how. No, I don't get any of it.
I'm just kidding, Rebecca. I thought you were going to jump all over that. Okay, so how's the best way that you want people to donate if they want to be part of Best Friends Animal Society?
Go to Rebecca, Rebecca McCrae, McCrea, on Facebook, and then there'll be a link.
Cool. Okay, and where are you right now?
I'm in Paris, Illinois.
Hmm. No, but where? What road?
150.
Paris, Illinois. I've never even heard of Paris, Illinois. Is that downstate?
It's right at the beginning. Pretty close to the beginning of the state. You know, just right past Terre Haute.
That sounds like a pretty dreadful place to be walking. I'm just guessing.
No, it's a nice place.
It's okay. All right.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
It's Paris. And how long have you been walking? How many days?
Since May 18th.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll check back with you. How many days are left?
Oh, till real close to the beginning of September.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Tricia will email me and remind me to call you back, and we'll check up on your progress.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right,
you.
Rebecca. Good work. Keep it up.
Thank you.
How are your legs holding up okay?
My knee's doing pretty good. That's the one I had, the right one I had the surgery on in February. But it's doing all right.
Okay. Well, hang in there.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good night. Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
It's the clearest phone line ever.
Yeah.
That was a great phone line.
No wind.
No holes in her story yet. I'm not a big barbecue sauce person.
No, me neither. I like dry barbecue.
You should see my fucking cookouts, man. When I was back in Seattle, I had the goddamn Spoon Man from the Soundgarden videos coming to my shit. I'm talking six grills burning at all times, tiki torches, three whole pigs, fucking shitloads of macaroni and cheeses, baked potatoes, collard greens, a horse, fucking Puerto Rican chicks showing their pussies and tits off everywhere. They were amazing.
I love that Fats Domino song.
Wow,
it's got
great.
A nice kick and beat.
It's the second best song ever.
I love all Fats Domino until Lovely Rita. Phoned it in. Yes, indeed. to, man.
So good.
It's so phoned in.
No way.
Lovely Rita, meet a maid. Nothing can come between us. When it get dark, I threw your heart away.
Military man.
He's really good.
Military man. He's reading these lyrics for the first time.
It's a great song.
Okay, so did you hear about Chris Cornell?
Yeah, a big battle over his will.
This is funny. It's really an estate battle because Vicky Cornell, I guess she's made a lot of enemies. I wasn't really aware of that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. I'm not sure why or if it's real. It's probably just people online being jerks. You know, she's been arguing that he didn't commit suicide and, you know, it was a misunderstanding. A lot of people feel that she's just not being real. Or she's trying to cover for something. And then a lot of people are making accusations because she doesn't want to distribute money to Chris's daughter from the first marriage.
That's nice.
But the reason is, because I really kind of grappled with this as I was reading it, because there's probably plenty of money there.
Mm.
I mean, Chris Cornell certainly made a ton of dough, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm guessing he did.
Oh, easily.
Sure he did.
Wrote a lot of those songs.
So the daughter from his first marriage gets her college paid for. So she sends a bill for her tuition, and the estate wrote her a check for $21,000, which is a lot of tuition, yeah, by the way. And then she dropped out the first week. Oops.
So do they get the money back?
No, they did not get the money
back.
That's
horseshit then.
But they sent another request for money for college. And so the estate said, we need verification that you're really in these classes. And I guess the feeling is that they shouldn't be asking, or it's none of their business, but it is their business.
Absolutely.
They didn't ask her for the 21 grand back.
Yeah.
Which they made very clear that we're not even asking for the money back. We're just asking to make sure that she's doing what she says she's doing. Now, why it went public, maybe that's why people were making noise about it, because I think they were suggesting that Vicky, the widow, is the one that went public with the story. Because why would anyone know about this?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, isn't it a dumb thing to make
public?
The
estate would say something, but they wouldn't. I mean, she is the estate.
Yeah, she is.
So I guess a lawyer would leak it.
Yeah, that is kind of lame. There was a suggestion that she's been leaking other stuff, I guess. Although I couldn't think of anything really terrible that she leaked. But, I mean, isn't it bad enough? You lose your man.
Yeah.
And you got to put up with people giving you all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, I was watching this. It was a 2020 on ID.
Yeah.
They repeat a lot of shows. They did a story on the 14-year-old girl from the guy that kidnapped her lived in New Hampshire. So she lived near New Hampshire. I can't remember where exactly. And he lived in a trailer really out in the middle of nowhere. So, of course, he puts her in this storage, you know, like the room Andy Dick lived in?
Yeah.
It was like that. You know, it's got electricity
shipping container
and plumbing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he put her in there. Of course, he's raping her regularly. And she was a smart girl. She was making it sound like, I had to figure out how to get along with him. And so it wasn't that she liked him. She just wanted to make her experience as good as she could, not get killed. He did use a stun gun on her a couple times, zapped her. And after, let's see, after about 8 months, he said something about making counterfeit money, and she encouraged him and said, yeah, I'll help you, you know, that sort of thing. So
I remember this story. This is a great story.
It was a great story. He made counterfeit money. Then he is meeting girls online. And believe me, if anyone knew this guy, this is the bad thing about meeting people online. You don't know what you're getting into. This girl meets him. They get a hotel room, and he leaves money for the room.
Yeah.
He leaves three counterfeit $50 bills.
Yeah, and then she went to Target and tried to spend them, and they
and they busted
her. My only thing with that whole episode was that girl who had got the counterfeit money, was she a prostitute? Because it's kind of seemed like she was, but they didn't want to say that.
Oh, Oh, you know what?
Do you think she was a prostitute?
I would love
to
look it
up. Why else
would
he be giving her a girl he met online money?
I have to tell you, to pay for the hotel room, is the way she put it.
Bullshit. And the way she carried herself, which is whatever, it is what it is, she just seemed like she was an escort.
She seemed very street smart.
Yeah.
And also, she seemed too hot for him. He was such a zero.
He's a total loser.
Such an asshole. And, you know, he got into while he is a girl, a kidnapped woman at his place. And this is advice to anybody who's going to kidnap someone. Don't get in a car accident and then go off on the other driver
yeah,
to the point
right.
that they charge you with assault.
Yeah, right.
So yes. They charge him with assault, and the police said, we're going to take your guns away. So normally he would have gone ape shit, yeah. But he was so worried because he had this girl kidnapped there that he brought his guns out
polite.
In their cases, yeah, lined up, and... Yeah, oh, what a
ordered out. Yeah, like
what
a list
drag.
Of what was what. Yeah,
what a drag.
But he let her go because
was.
He knew the counterfeiters were coming for him.
Yeah, he knew because she left him a message and said, "You asshole,
yeah,
leaving me counterfeit
way.
50s." And by the way, what a jerk!
No,
350 counterfeit 50s to this girl. So anyway, the end of the story, just kind of tying this back to Vicky Cornell. He drops her off a mile from her house. Mm-hmm. She goes home. Mom, oh my God. Well, she's scared to death of this guy. Yeah. He says, I'm going to kill your family. I'm going to shoot up your school, whatever. If you say a word, well, after about a week, she decides, well, of course I have to give up the goods.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, I was really scared, but his name is this, blah, blah, blah. And they know him very well. They arrest him. I think he got life in prison.
He did.
And of course, people are still doubting her and saying, I knew there was something fishy about this.
Yeah. Local people and like local chat board.
Exactly.
Kind of blows my mind.
I know. This
Where
is
else
why...
would she be? They thought she was out partying or something.
Yeah, they thought that she chose to go there because he made her write a letter to her mother.
That's
and
right.
She said, I'm sorry I did this.
That's right. I forgot about that, yeah.
But, I mean, isn't it great that everyone has a voice so she can know all these people are doubting her and think she just went and had an affair with some guy that raped her a couple hundred times?
Though.
Yeah, she was. She's really pretty, too. Why don't you knock us out, Brandon? All Financial Hotline shutting down. DrewandMike.HallFG.com. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Hope you had a great Father's Day.
Blast.
Unless you're getting this in the last couple hours. And when will Charlotte's podcast be available?
Maybe tomorrow. She needs some serious editing.
Oh, it should be.
She got a little off
raw.
Topic.
Warts and all.
Yeah.
Off topic.
Well, there's too many blanks.
Thanks to Matt for coming by. Killer's Fifth Avenue Bash is save the date, June 27th, 4:30 to 2 a.m. We're on the bar from 7 to 8, and then I guess you can bid on us to be your personal bartenders from 8 to 9. Sit up at the bar. They got four special seats. And the list of people is amazing. Amy Andrews, Blaine Fowler, Wojo, Charlie LaDuff, Colin Larkin?
Yeah,
is that his brother?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, from the Oilers. Craig Monroe, Dan Miller, Dave Rosema, Dylan Larkin.
Dylan.
Earl Cureton from the Pistons. Earl's great, by the way. We bartended with him.
Blast.
He's a really nice guy.
Really tall.
Very tall. Erica Erickson, Double E, Greg Campy, Hill Perkins, Buddha Edwards, Jamie Edmonds, Jamie Samuelson, The Hammer, JJ, Jim Johnson, John Neo from the Detroit News. He's tall, too. Julie Bertuzzi, author of Hockey Moms, Ken Daniels, Kyle Bogey, Larry Murphy, Lomas Brown, Mickey Redmond, Stoney, Mojo, ML, Holopash, Urmani, Belegian, Gator, Maz, Trudy, Will Birchfield from The Ticket, and Woody, and more. And that's on the 27th. And the online auction is going on now, killercares.org. We'll see you tomorrow.